beyond are sharpening their complaints about the flood of immigrants pouring into their states, pushing the Bush administration and Congress for action. This is bipartisan, too, by the way. And then there's another story this morning in the San Francisco Chronicle. A proposal to build a double set of steel walls with floodlights, surveillance cameras, and motion detectors along one-third of the U.S.-Mexican border heads to the Senate next month after winning overwhelming support in the House. The wall would be intended to prevent illegal immigrants and potential terrorists from hiking across the southern border into the United States. It would run along five segments of the 1,952-mile border that now experiences most illegal crossings. The plan already has roiled diplomatic relations with Mexico. Leaders in American border communities are saying it will damage local economies and the environment, and immigration experts say that it, at a cost of at least $2.2 billion, the 700-mile wall would be an expensive boondoggle. Now, in December, the House voted 260 to 159 in its strongest endorsement yet of the building. Building this wall, which comes from the idea that Representative Duncan Hunter, a Republican from San Diego, has been pushing for quite a while. Do you agree with this idea of building a wall? And what should be the progressive or liberal response to abortion? We've got the McCain-Kennedy bill out there. There's some other bills out there that are floating around. And I can't think of the two Republican legislators that have a competing bill. It just slips my mind right now. 303-713-7600. Just want to find out what you think about this. Coming up after 8 o'clock this morning, we'll talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. We'll talk to her about the port situation, about the latest developments there, and about global trade, and we'll take your phone calls. And then coming up after 9 o'clock, of course, it's open phones, as it normally is. Appreciate you spending a little bit of time here this morning. As I was saying this morning right after 6 o'clock, man, Monday mornings are rough, aren't they? I mean, let's all commiserate together. We may not agree about anything having to do about immigration, although I'm not so sure that in these last 2 hours there's any right or wrong here. There's only your ideas. But we may not agree on the subject of immigration, both illegal and legal. But I'll tell you one thing, we can commiserate on the fact that it's Monday morning. Good thing is those clouds that are out there right now are supposed to clear up and they're supposed to go away. All right, 303-713-7600, and it will be 68, which is one of the highest temperatures in the country. So no better place to be than along the Front Range today. All right, let's dive back on to the telephones, and we go to Deb in Loveland. Deb, hi, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm great, and I think that what you're saying about we're spending huge bucks on criminalizing immigrants that we could be better spent on social programs that we need here. And I'd like to see us stop outsourcing jobs and give them to Americans here. And if we have to pay more dollars for our products, maybe we shouldn't be so lousy with cheap products and be willing to pay an honest price for them, because we were doing good back in the 50s and 60s economically, and now we're spending so much money on wars and trying to keep immigrants illegal and make it possible for them to be legal like Kennedy and McCain are doing.
So you favor the Kennedy McCain bill?
I do, because you know this is just unlivable for everybody. We're making it bad for everybody.
All right.
Americans too.
All right, Deb, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Sure, you bet. Let's go to Mike in Broomfield. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Well, let's see if I can get Mike on here again. There you go, Mike. I got you.
Hello.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, good morning. I guess I'm with Lou Dobbs when it comes to this discussion. I believe it's a race to the bottom in this country. You know, we can only absorb so many. Before it, you know, I don't want to pay $15-$20 for a car, and you know, we live in like.
Well, trust me, you're never going to live in a society where you'll pay $20 for an automobile.
Well,
that's never going to happen.
I'm
work with something that's a little bit more tangible.
Well, what I'm saying is, we're living in like a Walmart society. You know, everybody wants the rock bottom. Price for everything in this society.
All right, but let me ask you something. What's wrong with that?
At what cost? You know, it's bad enough under Bush. We've already lost, what they say, close to 2 million industrial jobs in this country. You know, hey, there just comes a point where the American public has to realize what kind of society do you want to live in? And I don't want to, I don't want to absorb the cost of these illegal immigrants anymore. You know, and like that one caller said earlier, the amount of health care that we have to supply these people when they come over and are pregnant or get injured or whatever, and they go into these emergency rooms and can't and never pay, sooner or later, guess what? We end up paying for these people with higher taxes. The public can only absorb so much of this cost.
So you wouldn't mind paying higher prices for things?
Exactly, and I consider myself one of the swing votes too. Like that earlier caller brought up.
But would you agree that most people would probably say to you, if we took a poll of, 1,050 adults?
Yeah.
What does your gut say if you told people their choices were higher prices or immigrant labor? What do you think they would choose?
Oh, no, there's no doubt, and I know what you're reaching for when you say that.
I'm not reaching. I'm just asking.
People are going to say low cost. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that people want to pay the lowest cost. But like Lou Dobbs says, it's a race to the bottom, and I know exactly what he means when he says that. At a certain point, I don't want to have to pay the lowest cost for everything, because I want to know there's an American worker that's being employed to make something.
All right, let me ask you a question. Would you support on the Colorado ballot? Would you support a living wage bill?
Exactly.
Would you?
Exactly.
See, I would. I don't know if anybody else would. I don't know if anybody would go along with me on this.
And I think I think a lot of liberals or progressives are being held hostage by this argument a lot of Republicans make this argument. Oh, well, if you were to get rid of illegal immigrants, who would do these jobs? And I'm so sick of that argument because it makes no sense whatsoever.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I mean, in some cases, I think it does make sense. I don't think it applies uniformly across the board, but I think in some areas it does.
To that argument, that's a Republican argument, and you hear it all the time. And we as progressives fall prey to that. It is not an argument. A lot of these businesses. It just drives me nuts.
I mean, I think that situation would change if you had a law on the books statewide here in Colorado. If you had a law state by state that guaranteed a minimum living wage,
exactly.
as opposed to rock bottom minimum wage now, which hasn't. When was the last time the minimum wage in this country was raised?
Oh, I know. I can't. And you know who always raises the minimum wage? Democrats,
and it's
usually Kennedy. If I'm right on this, I believe
he usually fights for it.
Yeah, exactly, and he's one that always has to try and push for it. And these Republicans will always try and keep wages down. It's their deal, They hate, they traditionally hate union workers because union workers traditionally always vote Democrat.
Well, I'm not disputing anything you're saying here. I'm not disputing anything you're saying at all. And for me, I mean, for myself, I'm only speaking for myself here. I would support, a living minimum wage, not only here in the state of Colorado, but across the country.
I think you're right on that.
I'd be for that 100%. But I also wonder, about who would take what jobs and what would happen if the 11 million illegal immigrants we had now, if they were suddenly just rounded up and thrown out of the country.
Maybe you can tinker with unemployment a little bit, saying, hey, find ways to tie all this in with the people that are presently unemployed and find a way to say, hey, we are now going to offer a livable wage, which you just brought up, and say, hey, listen, we're going to pay you unemployment for, maybe 7 or 8 weeks instead of, 11 or whatever they're getting now, I believe, and say, hey, now that there's a livable wage in this country, we're going to find a way to tinker with unemployment and get some of these people off the books, and either that or give these college kids a chance to get some of these jobs or something. I'm sure if we, found a way together as Republicans or Democrats, I'm sure that there's got to be some sort of middle ground in there.
All right, Mike. Great call. Thank you, man.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. All right. That frees up the line at 303-713-7867. $7,600. I do definitely favor a minimum, a livable wage, not a minimum wage. I favor a livable wage. And we've had the I can't even say it this morning. We've had the livable wage people on here before. And maybe it's time we fired up that subject again and brought them back to talk about that. Hopefully we'll have a livable wage initiative on the Colorado ballot coming up either this year or sometime soon. 717, 17 minutes after 7, 303-713-7600. We're talking about illegal immigration and your feelings about it. And how you propose or what you think would be the way to solve it and what the progressive or liberal position on this hot-button issue ought to be. Because you know that coming up in November and also coming up in 08, you know that the right wing is going to play this big time. They really are. And I'm open here to all suggestions. I'm basically just operating as a facilitator this morning. I'm wide open here to any suggestions you have on how to... how to deal with the things here. I will tell you that going on in this country right now, according to America's Second Harvest, which is helping more than 25 million people, there's been an 8% increase in the overall amount of people going to soup kitchens to combat hunger this year alone. And most U.S. workers say they feel rushed on the job, that they are getting less accomplished than a decade ago, according to newly released research. And there was also an article in the paper over the weekend about how real wages, the spending on it, and real wages have not increased. They're either stagnant or have dropped. 7:18, 18 minutes after 7. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. The sun's out. These clouds should move away. Should be a really nice day today. So, you know what? It's going to be nice for Monday morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk, 7:18, 18 after 7. Thanks for being here.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we're definitely in the swing of things, and things are busy around town. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93 all running heavy. In Louisville, crews are clearing a truck that lost its load on South Boulder Road and via Appia. And the Turnpike, we're looking at brake lights eastbound from Federal over towards Pecos. Now, southbound I-25, stacking up, coming out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown and through T-Rex. We have a stall off to the right shoulder after I-70, adding to the jams. And we're sluggish eastbound I-70 from Wadsworth over to Sheridan, and southbound 225, seeing the usual slowing from Parker Road into the Tech Center. Under the forecast, going to be sunny. Nice one today. Highs close to 70. We're at 47 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Keep your Toyota running great. Take advantage of your local Denver Metro Toyota Service Center's lube, oil, and filter service and receive a complimentary tire rotation and 19-point inspection, all for just $29.95. Don't miss this great deal from Toyota. Hurry, offer ends February 28th.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. No matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Good morning, 720, 20 minutes after 7 on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And Rocky's Autos, they care about each and every one of their customers. And, you know, when you go to shop at Rocky's, they want you to be taken care of. And they care so much about each and every one of their customers. And they've got over 100 employees dedicated to making your life at Rocky's one of the best. Rocky's invites you to their Customer Appreciation Days. You'll get a chance to be waited on by Rocky's best salespeople and leisurely shop at your own pace, choosing from the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And you'll get Rocky's VIP treatment with unbelievable low red tag sale prices on all kinds of vehicles out there, and they've got over 500 good-looking vehicles on that lot. Boy, they got a white Mustang out there. Well, all right, I'm not going to go on about my fetishes for white Mustangs. But you know what? They've just got great cars. And if you haven't gone out to Rocky's, you really should give them a try. Mary and I have bought numerous times from Rocky's and have had nothing but great experiences out there with the people at Rocky's. Every automobile is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles, of powertrain protection. So don't forget to get out to Rockies during their auto Rockies Auto's Customer Appreciation Days. They're open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., but if you come close to 8, they'll stay late, and they'll make sure that they take care of you. And don't forget to check out Rockies Autos on the Internet at RockiesAutos.com. See their business philosophy, pre-qualify for a car loan, and check out the fabulous inventory right there online from the comfort of your own home or your office or wherever you access a computer. Rockies Autos, located at 63rd and Federal, good folks to deal with, and glad that they've been longtime supporters of this program and of AM 760 Progressive Talk. Rockies Autos, check them out today, 63rd and Federal.
Monday is a big deal on NBC because tonight, Deal or No Deal, the hit game show watched by nearly 50 million viewers, is back. Then, after Deal or No Deal, there's an even bigger deal.
You're fired.
Donald Trump, The New Apprentice, starts tonight.
This is very exciting.
For the first time ever, The Apprentice goes international.
That was a big shot.
In Russia.
The return of Deal or No Deal and The Apprentice, followed by an all-new medium, tonight on NBC.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore.
I'm concerned that the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
You've got Jay in the Morning.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yeah, man. Lay that CCR on me. Lay it on. Nothing like a little John Fogerty, even though the time I met him, he was rude to me. 7:23, 23 minutes after 7. Good morning. AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 68, mostly sunny. And AM 760, Progressive Talk, and the Larimer County Democrats are giving a chance to bid on a seat at my table, Mary and I, our table, to sit with us to see Joe Wilson speak. And if you want to place your bid, that's coming up Saturday, March the 18th for the Larimer County Democrats dinner. Go to AM 760, bid now online at am760.net. We're having a conversation here about immigration. We're having a conversation about illegal immigration and what should be the progressive or the liberal response to this hot-button issue. 303-713-7600. And if you call and the line rings, hang on, and we'll get you on. If it is busy, hang up and try back again. Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Tomas.
Hey, Jay. Oh, hey, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Hey, I just I wanted to bring up, I think a lot of the callers have been a little short-sighted here, because anytime anybody says, well, you know, we're actually going to have to pay more for our goods, it's a bad thing. I think they're really forgetting that our economy feeds into itself. And so, you know, just to be simple here, I mean, if you give somebody, you know, a decent wage, you're able to actually buy maybe a car. And,
right.
You know, they buy that car, you work for Ford, you know, not only will that increase, you know, the demand for your job, but job security. And you know, I just wanted to bring up that point.
See, I you know, I may be coming from an out of touch perspective in that I would assume, and I guess I'm wrong because you're the second caller now. I would assume that most people would complain if the cost of consumer items were to go up. I would assume that most people would get upset. Now, you wouldn't, and the caller before wouldn't, and you know, and I necessarily really wouldn't either, because I do believe in a living wage for human beings. I mean, you know, to me, I mean, I hope it ends up on the Colorado ballot. I would vote for it. But I wonder if the large majority of the public out there would take it.
Yeah, you would bet against people being not short-sighted. I think so. I don't think they would, because I mean, you're right. I mean, given the choice between I don't have to pay an extra dollar for this, or you know, I do, but you know, long-term wise, it works out better for me. Everybody's going to go with the Walmart approach.
All right, let's try this. How about if this were the central question? You know what? If this were the question we ask from 7:25 until 8 o'clock, how do you think the majority of people would answer? Your choices would be use illegal immigrants and keep prices down, or no illegal immigration, but you'd have to pay more money.
Yeah, I think they would say use illegal immigration, keep prices down, because that's what we're doing right now. We've been turning a blind eye to this because that's, you know, what I think the vast majority of the people want. Now, they haven't really addressed it, and it's not an issue that just came up right now. I mean, it's been an issue for a while.
And it's a growing issue, and it's one that's not going to go away.
Yeah.
But, I mean, do you think that you and I, for instance, could go to the majority of the public and say, okay, here's what we want to do. We want to have a living wage. We want businesses to pay employees more. And, yeah, and if they want to take that cost of paying employees more and they want to pass it on to us, the consumers, then we're willing to pay more.
Oh, yeah, I
don't think the majority of Americans would go for that.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
All right, Tom, great call, man. Thank you. Appreciate the call.
All right, thank you.
All right. I mean, those are the two big questions I have. I mean, well, one guy said it was a Republican talking point, but the two big questions on this that I have are, number one, would you be willing to pay more money for goods and services so that jobs would pay more? And the idea that illegal immigrants take jobs that the majority of us don't want, is that true or false? Because there are a lot of jobs out there I wouldn't want to do. But I'm not sure. Maybe you would want to do them, or maybe somebody you know would want to do them, and maybe there's, you know, the old idea that there's a job for everybody doing at least something. So I think that's what we're rolling around here. Let's go to Jeff in Summit County. Jeff, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Jeff.
I just wanted to say there's a few things that we're missing here. One is if the jobs were coming to the folks in the United States, basically it would strengthen our tax base. Therefore, you know, I think it would help the United States out in that way. Also, the other thing, how many billions of dollars are we paying in health care to illegal immigrants? What's happening is the employer doesn't pay health care benefits anymore. He hires illegal workers, and it falls back on the taxpayer anyway. So the billions of dollars that we're spending for health care for illegal immigrants, you know, probably wouldn't offset the cost of goods, but there sure should be as big a difference. I don't think that, you know, I think we should guard our borders. I think that illegal immigration is a tool for, you know, small and large business owners, that we need to educate our people instead of, you know, if we're going to cut jobs here and depend upon Hispanics and other countries, we need to educate our people. We can't do both. We can't cut our jobs and cut education like Bush has done. Those are wrong. Anyway, that's all I have to say.
Well, you know, I'm looking around for it. I can't find it. I can't find the paperwork on it. But you know, there was that Walmart bill that was out there about having people like Walmart forcing employers like Walmart to pay for health insurance. And here in the state of Colorado, I believe in the legislature, the Walmart bill got defeated. There are employers here who do not pay health coverage. And usually they get out of it by categorizing workers as being, I don't know, part-time employees, so they don't have to pay for it. So then you've got people walking around here with no health insurance. You're right. The taxpayer ends up having to pay for it.
Right. And then we also, besides paying for that, we lose our tax base. So there's so many different issues that go along with, you know, one thing affects another. I mean, but this, the jobs issue affects everything.
Yeah, here it is. Let me read you a little bit of this. This is from an article that's in the Denver Post today. It talks about Bill Owens having been in Iraq, and he says that he sees signs of progress there. Of course, we could debate that during the 9 to 10 o'clock hour about whether there's any progress really going on there or not, because there's a article on CNN about how the Iraqi battalions that are combat ready have gone from, like, what, 800 down to zero. But anyway, here's... here's what it says about Walmart. It says, speaking shortly before Walmart Chief Executive Lee Scott addressed the assembled governors, Owens applauded the defeat of the bill that would require large Colorado businesses to fund health care for their employees. It was the Colorado version of the Walmart bill that was introduced in the state legislature across the country. In Colorado, the bill was defeated 7-2 in a 7-2 committee vote on Friday. Had it made his desk, Owens said he probably would have vetoed it. It was on the short list of bills that probably would have earned a veto, Owens said. The Walmart bills are organized labor's effort to use the political process to get something they can't get at the bargaining table. I mean,
Here's what's really sad about it. Okay, I worked union for 15 years. I was a Buy American guy. I'm going to Buy American and nothing else. I have no as far as the national buying something from the United States, my national pride type of thing, you know, is low because, you know, the companies don't have any, aren't investing in us. They're not investing in the American worker. What they're doing is they're investing in overseas, and it's making their bottom line look better so all these CEOs can make their $40 million or $80 million for their 1 year's worth of work and so that the books look good for a few years. And what's happening, we're losing that. Anyway, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta get into the traffic, but I hear what you're saying, man. Hey, Jeff, thanks, man.
Thanks.
Appreciate
Take
the call.
Care.
Coming up at 8:30 this morning, we'll talk to Big Ed Schultz about Dubai and a whole lot of other things. We'd love to have Big Ed on the program. You can hear him this afternoon between 1 and 4. Right now, 7:32, 28 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking immigration. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're also talking traffic, progressive traffic, with Bailey.
Well, thanks, Shay. Busy ride this morning. And if you're off to Lakewood, watch for this wreck. It's on the ramp from westbound 6th Avenue onto Sheridan. I-25 slows southbound if you're coming out of Thornton North Glen right into downtown. And it stays heavy as you make your way down through T-Rex. And eastbound I-70 is sluggish from Pecos over to Brighton Boulevard. Southbound 225, we're bunching up from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. It's crowded on the diagonal on Highway 93 and expect the usual slowing in both directions of the turnpike through Broomfield and Westminster. Under the forecast, going to be sunny today. Highs close to 70. We're at 47 degrees now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get a great low fixed rate home equity loan from Key and stop worrying about rising rates. Visit any Key Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval. Key, equal housing lender.
You dance very, very well for a white guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shoveling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
Month to make a big change in your life? This is it. Why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings. Big vision. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself.
Well, word has it that Comcast Workplace can help any small business be more productive. And to prove it, we're here with Beth Padnick, president of Padnick Investments. So, Beth, how's business?
Oh, we're having a pretty good year, thank you.
Got any hot tips for us?
Yes, I do. Invest in Comcast Workplace for your small business.
Uh-huh.
It's been a big plus for us. Comcast gives us more speed than DSL, so we can do research online faster, react quicker.
Dump those dogs before they crash, huh, Beth?
I beg your pardon. We focus on secure investments here.
Sorry.
Which reminds me, Comcast includes McAfee Security. Security, free.
Like no extra charge?
That's right.
Well, that's not inside information or anything, is it? Because, I'm not going to Club Fed.
Not unless this is being recorded. It's not, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Comcast Workplace. Speed, security, and know-how to help your small business.
Ever been to prison?
Well, just visiting Mom.
Call 1-800-COMCAST and get 2 months free, plus 50% off installation. That's 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With the best pricing on tires, the best service in the industry, multiple locations across the Front Range, make Aspen Goodyear your one-stop auto shop. Call 888-401-AUTO for the nearest location. That's 888-401-AUTO, 888-401-AUTO.
Odyssey Windows has been a best-kept secret. It's the affordable replacement window. Hi, I'm Jeff Kingery, giving you solid advice on how to save as much as 45% on your energy bill every month without going broke in the process. Go to the Troubleshooter Network or to odysseywindows.com.
O-D-Y-S-S-E-Y, Odyssey Windows.
Uranium from Africa? Not a female CIA agent. Exposed, lied into the Iraq war. Ambassador Joe Wilson tells all in Larimer County on March 18th. Go to LarimerDems.org for details. That's LarimerDems.org.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:36, 24 minutes in front of 8 o'clock, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, 303-713-7600. We got a couple of lines open. We're talking about border security, border immigration. Would you be willing to pay higher prices to ensure that U.S. employees would be used, American citizens, as opposed to illegal immigration, because that's usually the argument that's used. Well, illegal immigration holds down the cost. Oh, and here's the other one, that illegal immigrants will take jobs that Americans won't take. And also, do you believe in that idea? Do you like the idea of building a wall across the country? What I'm actually, across the border here, what I'm actually looking for is I'm actually looking for the progressive or the liberal response to an issue that's going to be with us for a long, long time. It's going to come up in the November midterm elections, and it's also going to come up in 08. And this is this whole idea of immigration. Let's go to Tom in Aurora. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
Hello. Yes, I would just want to talk about the prices versus illegal immigrants. And I don't necessarily think we would be paying higher prices. I just think the profits would be lower. To give you an example, in construction, the cost of housing hasn't gone down because they're using illegal immigrants everywhere. It's the profits to the builders has skyrocketed.
But, boy, you try to have any kind of a discussion about the profit margins on businesses.
Yeah.
And people, I'm not saying you, but I'm saying people, by and large, go crazy over that whole thing about trying to rip off their profits. I mean, you know, that's that whole thing about that Walmart bill.
Exactly.
About Owens giving that lame excuse about, well, they're trying to win something that they can't win at the bargaining table. Hell, you can't union organize against Walmart. I mean, they do everything they possibly can to stop that from going on. I mean, they won't even negotiate in halfway decent faith, I don't think.
Yeah, and it's in politics in general, and particularly the Bush administration, is why nothing's going to get done. If you follow the money, is what's going to happen is the people making the most money off of illegal immigrants are the ones that aren't going to allow anything to happen to it, anything concrete anyhow. I mean, they're going to float out ideas, but nothing will ever get done.
Well, if you know, we can't, obviously, we can't attack the profit structure, so then you have to attack the only other areas to look at are the wage and benefit areas. And we've had a few callers call in, and you know, I'm one of them. I mean, I would pay higher prices to ensure you know, better working conditions and you know, assuring that we, you know, that certain industries wouldn't have to use illegal immigrants. But I just don't think that the majority of people in this country would go along with that idea. I don't think the majority of people in Colorado would go along with that idea.
Well, maybe not necessarily higher prices, but lower profit margins to the people that are just making millions off of these guys.
You know what? But you can't. You know what the problem with it is? Is you can't get anybody to go along with that idea. You can't get along with anybody. You can't get anybody to go along with the idea of attacking the profit structure.
Well, I mean, if the profit structure is just so outrageous that, I mean, you know, from based on what it was or what it would be without illegal immigrants, then maybe they would start looking at that a little more closely. I mean, obviously not the people that are making the profits. They're not going to want to look at it. You know, they're saying it's the way it should be.
Boy, I just really, I you know, profits are a sacred cow. I really, really highly doubt anybody would ever go down that road. But, hey, man, I thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
You bet.
Okay. One line open at 303-713-7600. Here's Hal in Aurora. Hal, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Jay. I want to add to what Tom was saying there. Have you been out to the construction sites lately? You see 150 guys, all of them are immigrants.
Yeah, you know, the few construction sites I passed by, but I've never gone up there and said, okay, how many of you here are immigrants? How many of you are here illegally? I mean, I've never asked those kind of questions.
Yeah, that's a hard question to ask. But when you see even the catering truck is an immigrant truck, you understand the whole society is immigrants. Now, I want to ask, what happened to all those guys that used to be the construction guys, all the American guys that were here and are gone? What are they doing? Are they washing dishes?
Well, I don't have any idea what they're doing. That's a good question. Some of them are still working in the building trades. I get calls from them every once in a while and emails from them, but no, it's probably not like it used to be, and I don't know what those folks have moved on to.
Yeah, not out of Vista Ridge. They're not. I mean, they're building. You see hundreds and hundreds of guys out there.
But see, you know, this gets down to a sticky question, though, Hal. How do you know that those hundreds and hundreds of guys you see out there at Vista Ridge or anywhere else, how do you know they're illegal immigrants?
You don't know. But you do know that there's a different society that's building and crewing all those buildings that are being built out there, and you wondered what happened to all the guys that were there, the union guys, and you notice that the houses aren't any cheaper.
No, that you're right. Housing, well, housing's now kind of starting to dip a little bit, but yeah, I agree. Housing is very, very expensive. No question about it.
Yeah. So I don't know whether that's a true argument, whether or not people would get cheaper goods or their cost of goods would go up if you had American workers.
All right, man. I appreciate the call. Good input. Thanks.
Right.
Here's Tom in Byers. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, I'm out on the highway here.
Be careful.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'm always being safe. This whole thing about illegal aliens are only taking jobs Americans don't want, it's a Republican talking point. A talking point means it's a lie. They're taking semi-skilled and even skilled labor jobs that Americans do want, and they're taking them in large numbers. It's not just they're not just doing farm work anymore. They're doing construction. They're doing other skilled labor that Americans do want. So once again, the Republicans are lying. And also, you mentioned the Walmart.
How do you correct that problem?
How do you correct that problem? Well, how do you correct the Republicans lying? I don't know how you correct that problem.
No, not that problem. I'm talking about the idea. I mean, in other words.
Yeah.
You know,
if
there are jobs that Americans want, but there are jobs that Americans are not getting because they're being able to pay cheaper wages to illegal immigrants, right. The only thing I could see to do would be to crack down heavily on the employers.
Right, and there are laws that say employers cannot hire illegal aliens, but the Republicans, once again, have let the enforcement slip. And you can, there are numbers on this. You can look it up. The Republican enforcement on this is going down since Bush took office. Also, that Walmart thing, there was a quote from a Republican legislator in the House saying, this is a game, and we won this game against the Democrats. And we're talking about health benefits for low-income earners. And
that's exactly right. Not illegal immigrants. Low-income earners who can't afford, who are classified as part-time employees a lot of the time, don't make enough hours in order to get those get those things like health care.
Well, the point I'm making is the Republicans think it's a game that they defeated health care for low-income workers. They think that taking away health care from low-income workers is a big game to them. And this just shows, again, how bad the Republicans are. These are not nice people. They don't help Americans, and you should not vote for them because they don't help you unless you're rich.
I haven't voted for a Republican, and God, I don't know when. Never, as
Me
a matter
either.
Of fact.
Yeah.
Except for, only one time that I can think of. All right, I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks.
Okay, you got it. No, twice that I can think of. Once for an attorney general job in a state of Illinois. And then, of course, my situation with Bill Owens because of friendship. 744, 60 minutes away from 8 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. One line open at 303-713-7600. What's the answer? What should be the progressive or the liberal response to illegal immigration? And Kathy in Lakewood says illegal immigrants are taking jobs away from Americans, and we'll talk to her coming up. And Pat in Denver is a former illegal immigrant from Ireland who now has papers and... we'll talk to Pat, too. So stick around here.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318 or click on the advertisement tab in your media player.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver. And post your reviews at maxnights.com.
Check out this week's review.
I just turned 21, and my older girlfriends wanted to take me to a fun party spot. Since I've never been to a real nightclub, I didn't know what to expect. I went last Friday, and wow, the DJ played everything I love. The bartenders gave me great drinks all night and even remembered my name. I came back the next night to find out the party gets even crazier.
Rise Nightclub at 19th and Blake.
You want to go tonight?
MaxNights.com.
Big tours. It's all.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Freedom Harley-Davidson is saving you the green all month in March, and they're kicking it off this Saturday with a sham rock and roll party. Get to Freedom Harley-Davidson for free food and drink, and try your luck to win prizes galore from the pot of gold. Plus, all month long, you ladies save 20% on any genuine Harley-Davidson parts and accessories when installed. And everybody gets a $500 gift card with the purchase of any new or used Harley-Davidson in stock. Some restrictions apply. Freedom Harley-Davidson, 820 West Colfax. Start dreaming and start enjoying the ride.
Do you know the secrets to making money on the internet and with online auctions? People are making so much cash on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you with a software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions, which is yours absolutely free of charge by calling right now 1-800-330-1157. Hurry, there's only a limited number available. 1-800-330-1157. This free software package is brought to you by Internet Speedway, a group of professionals who've made fortunes with the Internet and sites like eBay. Now, for the first time, they're sharing their tips with the general public. With this free software, you'll learn how you can sell products on the Internet that you'll never have to see, store, or even pay for. Learn the simple strategies to online auctions from the professionals. Request your free software package called The Secrets to Online Auctions while supplies last. Just call 1-800-330-1157. The sooner you call, the sooner you'll know the secrets to true internet wealth. That's 1-800-330-1157.
Is this what the legal system sounds like to you?
Blah, 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 blah.
Mumbo jumbo, mumbo jumbo.
Blah, 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 blah.
Order in the court.
If you've been injured in a traffic or any other serious accident, you need an attorney who can make sense of the complex legal system. The attorneys at Gregory and O'Sullivan will work on a contingency fee basis to get your medical bills and lost wages paid and more. Call Gregory and O'Sullivan now for a free consultation at 720-266-4910. 720-266-4910.
Mary and I care about ours. Then you'll feed your dog Purina One. Mary and I have been feeding our dogs Purina One since the very first day. And you'll see a change in your pet. What kind of change? Well, you'll see your pet's healthy energy, a healthy skin coat, followed by clean teeth, healthy gums. Their eyes will be bright, and they'll have plenty of energy, and they'll help you relieve stress too. Because you know what? A change in pet food can mean big changes in your dog's health. Purina One, they're the folks to go to. I'm telling you, we've had our dogs on them since the very beginning. So, you know what? Take the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. I mean, what could you do if you could change your pet's health for the better? What would you do if you could? Well, you can by taking the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. Call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One that's right for your puppy, adult, or senior dog. Or go to their website, Purina One Challenge. That's PurinaOneChallenge.com.
How can students improve their test scores? Well, there's tutoring, cramming, perhaps praying. We suggest throwing a brick at the problem. No, really. Talk to a member of the American Institute of Architects. We can turn piles of bricks into amazing schools, specially designed to inspire and motivate students and to optimize their learning and success. Talk to an AIA architect. And don't wait till the night before the test. AIA. Good design makes a difference. Visit AIA.org.
Every day, your company's computers are being attacked
by spam, spyware, and viruses
designed to invade your business and compromise your privacy.
And there's only one way to stop it.
The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. An easy-to-install device that will ensure your business's privacy and safety. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free trial. The Barracuda Network's Spam and Spyware Firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM. 888-ANTI-SPAM.
For your free trial.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Ooh, the Clash. Let's rock the Casbah.
Thunder calling through the faraway towns. Now war is declared.
Joe Strummer. Wagner, where are you now that we need you? 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good morning, high 68, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress, and then Big Ed. I'm a deaf and dead head, and Eddie's coming up at 8:30. And we'll talk about Dubai, and we'll talk about stuff that's in the news. And we're going to talk about Dubai both with Christy Harvey and Ed coming up next hour. Right now we're talking about illegal immigration and the progressive or liberal response to illegal immigration. Let's go to Kathy in Lakewood. Kathy, hi, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay, good morning.
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm hanging in here for a Monday.
Actually, saw you Saturday night.
Oh, had a great
Jefferson County Fairgrounds.
Yes, had a great time with the Jefferson County Democrats. What a nice, open, warm group of people. And for those people who are Democrats living in Jefferson County, if you didn't attend, you missed a really, really good Italian dinner and really great people.
So anyways, about illegal immigration.
Yep.
I work for a nonprofit that works with low-income families. We try to move them to sustainable employment. And I think that illegal immigration both takes jobs away and depresses wages in the kinds of industries that our people work in hospitality, in landscaping, in all of those kinds of areas. So from where we stand, we think the progressive, I think the proper progressive response is to say that we really need to stop illegal immigration. And I also think that we need to make our enforcement efforts, we need to focus on employers, not building a fence.
Yeah, I think employers are the way to go. I also think we should put pressure on Mexico as well to clean up their act.
And we may need some kind of guest worker program for some of the people who are already here and have been here for like 10 years. But I do think that just keeping the borders open really depresses wages in lower skill jobs. And we've got lots of Americans who need those jobs.
Now, are these jobs right now that illegal immigrants are taking, are these jobs that Americans wouldn't want or they can't get because they don't pay enough?
I think that employers will tell you that they can't get workers. What I would say is they could get workers if they would pay enough, and that the people that I work with are willing to work for whatever they can get a job for. But if we didn't have as many illegal workers, then the general wage scale for things like housekeeper and gardener and that kind of work would be higher.
All right, Kathy, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Thanks, you, Jay. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. All right, have a good Monday. Let's go to Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Well, if I can get this thing to work again. Pat, oh, now I think I got you. Go ahead, Pat.
I was an illegal alien. I've got some papers and that, but, you know, they just... There's a lot of people out there that's been here for 10, 15 years that aren't getting protection from the government. You know, they're applying for green cards every year, every 2 years, but they're not getting them, you know, and they're paying taxes here. Their kids are here, going to schools here. Their kids are now American citizens, but they're not.
Right.
You know, in some countries, in some states, they can't get licenses because they can't get numbers. You know, they got to bring their kids to school every day. So they need to start protecting people that's been here. I know you're being here illegal for 10, 15 years, but, you know, you should have a guest program at that stage for people who have kids.
How did you finally end up getting papers? They finally give you a green card?
You know, I applied for a number of years, and I couldn't get anything. But I got married after I was with my wife for 2 years before we got married. So I was still, she's an American citizen, so I was still illegal for 2 years until we decided to get married. But
And so then when you married her, so then was that the road to legality?
Not really, you know, it still took a lot of paperwork and having to go to immigration offices at 4 o'clock in the morning to line up just to get seen on the particular day you were going, because they only see so many people, and you go down there to immigration offices, and you see people like Spanish people, European people. They have kids there at 4 o'clock in the morning lining up because, you know, they're not really getting treated very well. Even when you go into the immigration office, you know, you get treated like trash. And I'm not like going over the top end, but they treat you like you're nothing, you know. They treat you like you better listen to us or we're going to throw you out of the building kind of thing.
So, you know, and, so what you're saying is you don't get any respect.
No, and also I do agree in somewhat that there is too many illegal immigrants here. It's a kind of overcrowded in the country at this stage, but it's so easy to get through the borders. It's unreal. I mean, coming through the European borders, I know coming through the other side, there's so much border they can't control, but coming through the European borders, you've got to come in through the airport. And I know people who just walk through who have been back and forth to Europe a number of times, and they just walk through every time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The immigration, I think, is a joke, you know. You gotta if you're going to start turning the country around, you got to do it at immigration. It's, you know, it's just so easy to walk through. It's like you got to start protecting the borders. But at the same time, I definitely think that the Bush administration is wrong. I mean, Clinton done a lot for illegal immigrants. He didn't have a problem. You know, he didn't have an ongoing problem like Bush is having. But
Do you favor the idea of a guest worker program?
Yeah, I think it would be good. I also don't think that people are coming in stealing work from people. I've worked a long time now, and I know that there is a problem with money, but you know, there is some jobs where people don't want to work at. Like, let's face it, in bathrooms and malls.
Right.
You know, American people aren't going to be lining up to take that job, for number one, you know.
Well, a lot of those jobs in the service sector, like cleaning, you know, bathrooms and malls or dishwashing. You know what? I have a tendency to agree with you on that. Pat, thank you. I appreciate the call, man.
No problem.
Okay. All right, well, you know, we'll put this on hold, and we can come back to it between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, and between the 9 and 10 o'clock hour, talk about whatever it is else that you want to get into. Coming up now, we're going to talk to Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress about global trade, Dubai, and the port, and big...
Monday is a big deal on NBC, because tonight, Deal or No Deal, the hit game show watched by nearly 50 million viewers, is back. Then, after Deal or No Deal, there's an even bigger deal.
You're fired.
Donald Trump, The New Apprentice, starts tonight.
This is very exciting.
For the first time ever, The Apprentice goes international.
That was a big shot.
In Russia.
The return of Deal or No Deal and The Apprentice, followed by an all-new medium, tonight on NBC.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-440-9197 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-440-9197. That's 1-800-440-9197.
Stock. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setafani. The latest deadline for the execution of kidnapped American reporter Jill Carroll has come and gone, but the top American diplomat in Iraq sees reason to hope that Carroll is still alive. CBS's Kimberly Dozier has the latest from Baghdad.
The U.S. ambassador here, Zalmay Khalilzad, says he's been in close contact with Iraqi officials working on Jill Carroll's case. They believe she is alive, and they think they know where she's being held. They also said they're hopeful she'll be released soon, but they didn't really indicate whether they thought that would come through a rescue or negotiation.
In Yemen, a firing squad has executed the Islamic militant who killed three American medical missionaries in 2002. Five suspects in last week's failed attempt to blow up a big Saudi oil plant have been killed in a two-hour gun battle with police in Riyadh. 6 months after it was laid low by Hurricane Katrina, New Orleans is trying to reestablish its reputation as a Mardi Gras town. But for charities trying to help hurricane victims get back on their feet, there's no time to party. The Washington Post says they've gone through two-thirds of the $3 billion they raised from private donations. And charity leader John Davies says lack of money is not the only problem hurricane victims face.
How do you move them into more permanent housing? That's the current huge challenge. And how do you make those places, either hotels or the FEMA villages, more humane and workable communities?
Governors who meet with President Bush an hour from now are worried about how they'll find the manpower to deal with the next natural disaster. CBS's Howard Arenstein has that.
The National Guard is targeted for federal spending cuts, but the governors here say it's needed for disasters. And Mike Huckabee, an Arkansas Republican, says if it can't perform, the people back home will blame local leaders.
They're going to ask us to account for what's happening in their state, and they're not necessarily going to be pointing the finger to Washington. They're going to be looking to us.
Today, the governors point their fingers at President Bush.
Two cases that go to trial in the Bay Area in a few hours could have a big impact on the future of stem cell research in California. Groups opposed to it on moral grounds are challenging the legality of an agency that was set up to hand out $3 billion in research funds. Law professor Peter Keene.
Anti-abortion people will not prevail, but they've been able to hold up spending for research on stem cells now for 15 months, and even if they lose, they'll throw it into the appellate process.
Did best-selling author Dan Brown steal the idea for the Da Vinci Code? CBS's Richard Roth in London says a British court is hearing a case that claims Brown lifted the story from a book written years ago.
Holy Blood, Holy Grail was published more than 20 years ago, but it's fact, not fiction, and Brown does refer to it in his own Da Vinci Code. But Brown's lawyers are expected to say there's no copyright on history, and all Brown did was take a theory of history and turn it into a work of fiction.
In early Wall Street trading, the Dow is ahead 56 points. NASDAQ is up 14. This is CBS News.
What? Come on.
Mammoth Car Insurance Company.
Yes, I was just on your website
for a
trying
quote,
to...
Please visit us online at www.
On Progressive Direct's website, you can talk to a person, not a recording. When you're getting a car insurance quote at Progressive.com, you can click on the Talk to Me button, and we'll call you right then to help finish your quote or answer your questions. So get a quote the easy way at Progressive.com. Available in most states and situations. Progressive Health and Insurance Company and its affiliates, Macon Village, Ohio.
This is Charles Osgood of the Osgood File. Hard as it may be to imagine, there are individuals in this world who have a passion for accounting. That's right, accounting. The accountants at Grant Thornton are just such folks. It's their passion for what they do, their expertise, and partner involvement that have made them one of the largest accounting organizations in the world, with member firms in over 100 countries. Maybe that's why their clients are so passionate about them. Grant Thornton, a passion for the business of accounting. This is Charles Osgood, and I'll see you on the radio on the Osgood File.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
We do have a couple issues for your ride right now. Have a stall eastbound C-470. It's right around Wadsworth, so expect some jamming behind that. I-25 running heavy in both directions through downtown and T-Rex. Southbounders, watch for this three-car crash approaching Surrey Ridge. And if you're coming in from Lakewood, eastbound 6th Avenue, now seeing a slow go from Sheridan on over. Now we're dealing with the usual delay, southbound 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center. And around town, things still busy on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal, and Highway 93. And we're seeing the usual delays in both directions of the Turnpike through Broomfield and Westminster. Now on to the forecast. Going to see a mix of sun and clouds today. Highs close to 70. Right now it's 47 degrees. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good study habits are learned. Sylvan Learning Centers provide a distinct advantage for your child. Students experience dramatic...
Hi, I'm Jan Levin, president of Purity Products. Against the better judgment of my managers and advisors, I've just authorized a nationwide giveaway of my advanced omega-3 fish oil capsules. That's right, one free bottle to everyone that calls now. You know how important fish oil really is, but not just for your heart. It has powerful benefits for wrinkled skin, stiff joints, even focus and concentration. That's why I've authorized a free bottle of our omega-3 fish oil capsules to the public. I'm giving away a free bottle bottle to anyone that calls today. Look, if you're even curious about what fish oil can do for you, let me send you a free bottle. Try it, and I know you'll feel the difference. In fact, our fish oil capsules have 3 times the power of ordinary fish oil, and they're mercury-free. Listen, experience the miracle of fish oil. Get yourself a free bottle by calling 1-800-771-7544. 1-800-771-7544. That's 1-800-771-7544.
Dirty carpet can sneak up on you. A few footprints here, a little spill there. Most people don't even realize how dirty their carpets are. Clean carpets can make a home look and smell fresh and new. Have your carpets cleaned by the same company thousands of real estate agents have grown to trust, Universal Cleaning and Restoration. Call today for your free estimate and take advantage of their winter special. Buy one room of ScotchGard, get two free. Call 720-226-9484. That's Universal Cleaning and Restoration. 720-226-9484.
Center for American Progress, one of our favorite places at AmericanProgress.org. And Christy, good morning and welcome back to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Gosh, when you say them all out loud, it sounds like a lot of jobs.
Yeah, you do. You have a lot of jobs. All right,
it doesn't feel that bad.
Well, I'm glad you're not. I'm glad you're not that tired. Considering what time do you start your day? You got to start it early, like I do.
4 a.m.
Yeah, I got your beat by an hour. I started about 3, but let's see if we can remain coherent here between the two of us. Port buyer requests 45-day review of the deal. Is this really a 45-day review, or is this deal already done and this is just kind of a maneuver to kind of convince the public that there's going to be a little bit more debate on this topic?
I do think that it's a done deal and that this is a PR move. But if you look at how this entire crisis has been handled, it has been bungled on absolutely every level from a PR standpoint. So at least they're getting it together a little bit and showing, you know what, maybe we will look into this a little bit more. I think what they did not count on is Americans have been pretty relaxed when it comes to making sacrifices in the name of national security. You know, a few years ago, I never would have opened my purse to go into a museum or taken off my shoes at the airport. But we've all said, you know what? It's a small price to pay if we're keeping safe. And what this really, really did was show to the American public or make the American public think, hey, why am I going through all of these small annoyances every day when the government itself does not seem very concerned with security? And it really drove home that, I mean, the president, after the deal was made, said, you know, I had no idea. I didn't know this was going down. Last week, Donald Rumsfeld said, yeah, I knew nothing about this. I just found out over the weekend, which made me go, what are you talking about? I knew about it Friday. How did you know about it over the weekend? I don't think that I should know about things before Donald Rumsfeld. So
yeah, you know, we talked about that on the air here, about, and I brought up the subject on Friday with callers here about, did George W. Bush really not know that this was going down? And if he didn't really know, is he the most insulated president in the history of this country?
He is absolutely insulated. I don't know if it's in the history of this country. Maybe Polk was more insulated. I don't know. Maybe Rutherford B. Hayes lived in a bubble. But he is incredibly insulated. And the fact of the matter is, you know, if you look at it from a business standpoint, maybe it does make sense, maybe it doesn't. That's what an investigation needs to do. But someone somewhere should have said, you know what, this is going to sound and look bad. We need to take some extra steps to make sure that this is the right way to go. And nobody did that. Instead, they just said, as they all too often do, business first, and we are so arrogant, we don't care how this looks, we're just going to do it anyway and leave it for others to clean up the mess.
Is this about global trade, or is this about security, or is this about both?
It's absolutely about both. On the one hand, and actually I think there's an even third part of it that we really need to take a look at, but yes, it is about global trade. A lot of people are very upset, as I think they might well be, about exporting more jobs, outsourcing more American jobs. You know, I don't think that it boils down to, oh, my God, it's an Arab country. I think for a lot of people, they said, oh, my God, it's a foreign country. I, for one, had no idea that we had outsourced the management of our ports to Britain in the first place, let alone to the United Arab Emirates.
No, I would have objected to all of those things, and I know you would have, too.
Absolutely. I don't want France in control of our ports. I don't want Canada in control of our ports, especially in this post-9/11 world that the right wing loves to keep mentioning. If we are in this post-9/11 mindset, then you have to really take extra steps, especially with the nation's ports, which most experts agree. I mean, you've heard them, that that's probably going to be where the next terrorist attack comes from. The second part of it is the national security, and I'm very, in a strange way, part of me is very glad that this happened, because for so long there have been so many people trying to scream about the fact that we're not protecting our ports to an adequate level, and nobody's listened. So I think the one silver lining bit of gold that comes out of this is finally people are looking at the ports and saying, you know what, maybe they're not safe enough. The Coast Guard estimated a couple of years ago, for example, that it would cost $5.4 billion, with a B, dollars to get our port security levels up to where they needed to be.
But this administration has done literally nothing about it.
I think so far they've asked for $175 million.
Which doesn't come close.
Doesn't even come close. It's a fraction of the $5.4 billion that the Coast Guard said they need. And in my mind, if we know that the next attack is probably going to come from the ports, we know the Coast Guard is doing what they can and they need this extra help, you get them the extra help. But instead, you know, they're selling off the management of the ports and making a pretty penny on it to foreign countries, which I just think is wrong.
What happens if we back out of the deal? They sue us?
You know, I actually don't know. And the administration has started to hide behind the, oh, well, it'll make us look bad in foreign countries,
right,
if we do that.
Right.
I can list about 25 other things that we do daily that make us look worse. If we're so convinced that we need to put up a good front for foreign countries, you know, what about Guantanamo Bay? What about our secret rendition? What about our secret torture camps that everybody now knows about? It's the open secret that we have these secret prisons all over Europe. So that excuse sounds good, but when you look at it a little more closely, there's no there there.
12 minutes after 8 here at AM 760. Progressive Talk, one of our favorite people, Christy Harvey, from the Center for American Progress. And let me read you something out of the local newspaper here.
Okay.
I want to switch a little bit here from the port to something else. Owens, Iraq rage is a sign of progress. This is talking about our governor, Bill Owens, who went to Iraq. The violence that has pushed Iraq towards civil war may show the success of U.S. military efforts, Governor Bill Owens said Sunday after returning from one of the hotspots in the war, because insurgents have had to resort to more extreme tactics. Choosing his words carefully, Owens relayed how Major General Timothy E. Donovan, chief of staff of the U.S.-led international coalition, explained the motive behind last week's insurgent bombing of a Golden Mosque. He said that we are kicking their rear, Owens said. He said that our old tactics weren't working and that they had to do something to change their old tactics, or rather, weren't working, and they had to do something to change their dynamic, and that is to incite a civil war. I don't see that at all. Do you buy that?
Not one bit. And Donald Rumsfeld is the guy who's been out there with this particular spin first. Tell me how that, first of all, makes logical sense. You can tell that we're winning because we're losing so much. You can tell that we're winning because they're getting smarter at bombing us. No way. That is absolute Orwellian made-up spin.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's really strange. And I don't know if you saw this. There was the most disturbing news I've seen in a while was in an AP report this Friday. And last September, General George Casey, who was our top commander over in Iraq,
right,
said that the number of Iraqi battalions that we have trained that were capable of fighting on their own had gone from 3 to 1. This Friday, he announced that in actuality, that one had now gone to none.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that over the weekend.
So
I thought it had been 8 to 0, but I guess I'm wrong about that. But it has gone to 0.
I think it went from 8 to 3 to 1 to 0 was the actual trajectory there.
So in fact, what's happening here is we're going backwards.
We are going backwards, and this is an insurgency battle, and we have bungled it on every level. And, you know, I'm not going to say that I'm pro-war or anti-war, but if we're at war, I'm pro-winning it, and I'm pro-fighting it smart. And the fact that we're over there, we've said that we can't leave until the Iraqis can fight on their own. And that seems to be going absolutely backwards, and we have brought this country up to the brink, if not past the brink, of civil war. And so which side do we pick if the country's fighting itself? And especially now when you've got Iran threatening nuclear weapons in their country, you've got the entire country of Iraq on the brink of becoming a new Taliban-type state and a new hotbed for insurgent grad school, if you will, a place for the terrorists to really hone their teeth and get very good at fighting us, we are in a very dangerous situation here. And, you know, we've started to not give as much money. We've started to, you know, everyone's shrugging their soldiers or their shoulders saying, oh, yeah, the Iraqis now, there's zero battalions that can fight on their own. That's a big deal.
Yeah, whatever happened to the idea of a Marshall Plan for Iraq? Haven't we cut back on that money because we had to divert that money into security?
Exactly. And when's the last time you've heard them talk about the Marshall Plan? That was the big talking point the first year of the war. And then they started to say, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen. Shh, nobody talk about that anymore. So it's a very dangerous situation.
So the money is being diverted. We're not pouring the kind of money we should be into rebuilding the infrastructure and fixing the country. We've now diverted that money into trying to fight back and beat back the insurgency.
It's true. The country now produces 60% of the amount of electricity it produced before the war. And you say, oh, so you don't have lights for a few hours a day. That's not a big deal. Come on. What people don't realize is that means that people don't have refrigerators. People don't have traffic lights.
No.
People don't have hot water. And when you don't have basics like fresh food or hot water or lights at night or traffic lights, the last thing in your mind is voting and democracy and these grand principles. You want to live. You want to have a normal standard of living. And until we can get that part up and running, there is no way that we can win the hearts and minds of the Iraqis to establish a democracy.
Yeah, it amazes me that George W. Bush can even sit at a 39% rating. It seems to me that people have got to wise up here. And even his base has got to be disenchanted with him, both over the Dubai situation and this pretending that Iraq is getting better and is going better. And I'm shocked that it's not below 39%.
What is that 39%, by the way? I mean, I know he's got a lot of family in Texas. He's probably got Condi Rice's family supporting him.
Yeah, there you go.
Where are the rest of these people coming from? Don't they watch anything on television?
You know, I don't know. Maybe they're all glued to Fox, where it's, good GOP news all the time, 24 hours a day.
Right. Black is white, red is blue, up is down, and the more we lose, the more we win.
That's right. Ignorance is knowledge.
Right.
There you go. Chrissy, thank you so much. It's so good to hear your voice, and it's good to have you on again.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
Okay, take care. There's Chrissy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She is also, as we pointed out, the Director of Strategic Communications at the Center and is also a co-editor of the Progress Report and their blog, Think Progress. They're marvelous, marvelous items. Go to AmericanProgress.org for more information. It's 8:18. I'll throw open the phones now to you at 303-713-7600. You want to talk about Dubai? You want to talk about the 45-day delay? Does that make you happy? And also that World Ports has said, Dubai Ports World, rather, has said that they will put an American in charge of the operation. Does that make it any more palatable to you? 303-713-7600. And if you also want to talk about Iraq, you can do that as well, about Bill Owens' statement about Iraq. And we'll have Big Ed Schultz coming up at 8:30. But right now, I got four lines open at 303-713-7600. 819.
Travelocity presents The Roaming Gnome, Denouncer of Travel Myths. Myth number one. Mexico cruises are too darn pricey.
Phooey! At Travelocity, there are tons of splendid cruise deals to Mexico.
Myth 2. Do not bring your own tunes to the cruise ballroom.
What? It's a classic.
Cruises to sunny Mexico starting at $249. Visit Travelocity.com/Mexico for details. Restrictions apply. Price based on availability. Travelocity. You'll never roam alone.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader, regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-441-0277. That's 1-800-441-0277. 1-800-441-0277.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name is Joni, and she's already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try it before they buy it?
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You literally get to try it before you buy it. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1454. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1454. 1-800-644-1454.
Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Because tonight, Deal or No Deal, the hit game show watched by nearly 50 million viewers, is back. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Then, after Deal or No Deal, there's an even bigger deal.
You're fired.
Donald Trump, The New Apprentice, starts tonight.
This is very exciting.
For the first time ever, The Apprentice goes international.
That was a big shot.
In Russia.
The return of Deal or No Deal and The Apprentice, followed by an all-new medium, tonight on NBC.
Where do you want to be?
Everybody has a different idea of the perfect home.
We want a neighborhood with good schools.
Bob and I don't want to live around a bunch of noisy kids anymore.
I'm concerned if the area have a reliable doggy daycare for Mr. Darcy.
Find your perfect place. It's easy with RE/MAX. RE/MAX agents have the experience to make your dreams a reality. Visit RE/MAX.com today. Nobody sells more real estate than RE/MAX. Each office independently owned and operated.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
23 minutes after 8, high today 68 under mostly sunny skies, even though there's some cloudiness out there right now. AM 760 Progressive Talk. We got Big Ed Schultz coming up here in a few minutes, but right now we're talking to you at 303-713-7600 about the port buyer request a 45-day review of the deal, a 45-day delay, and because the UAE company seeks to avert a conflict with Congress. Also, they say they'll put an American in charge of operations. Does that chill you out about the deal any? And let's jump back on the – or let's go to the phones. Jump back on the phones. You know, where am I this morning? So go to the phones. Go to Bill in Longmont, who's been hanging on. Bill, hi. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you loud and clear, Bill.
Yeah, first I want to say I appreciate your show. Everybody does that, but I really do.
Thanks.
I don't listen to you anymore. What I wanted to mention, I don't remember the exact days, and that isn't so important, I guess, what day that we started hearing about this port security. It was the mid to the latter part of last week. But, you know, Bush says people speculate, is he in a bubble, a protective bubble or whatever, and don't know what's going on, and I don't think so.
You don't think he's in the bubble?
No, I think he's a liar. I think he knows, and he's like a little kid that sits there and thinks he can deny it, and that makes it all better. And people will believe him. He don't believe it. What I remember hearing last week, Thursday or Friday, was Bush saying he didn't know about it, and it had been decided by cabinet members. It had been okayed by cabinet members, if I'm not incorrect. Field and a few others was the ones that had looked at the deal and okayed it.
Well, yeah, but then Rumsfeld says he didn't know anything about it.
Now he's sitting there doing the same thing. You know, you've seen little kids when they do something wrong and they, oh, I didn't do it when it's not, you watched them do it. And that's how they lie.
All right, let me ask you, what about this 45-day delay? Does that satisfy you to let Congress look into it? And the fact that this company, DB World Ports, that they say that that they'll put an American in charge of the operations, does that make you feel any better about it?
No, because you can buy an American just as easy as you can buy anybody else's honesty. And I don't think this 45-day investigation is going to uncover or turn up anything new. I really don't.
So you think it's already a done deal?
I think it's a done deal, and I think they sell out our nation's security. I don't think they care that much about security. I'd like to see a new bumper sticker. I support the nation's troops. I wish the president did, because I don't think he even supports them. Not taking away everything he's taken away from the veterans and the troops, and not giving them sufficient body armor, sufficient equipment. Sufficient numbers, all the things he's done wrong. He's tried to have a 93-hour war or whatever it was, like his daddy did, and that's what he thought he had. And he's opened up a nest of worms that's never going to end. They're just never going to end. Nobody wants peace over there, and you can't shove a democracy or a certain kind of government down somebody's throat. If they want a democracy, they'll come up with their own kind of democracy.
Well, when you're talking about over there, I assume you're talking about Iraq. I find Bill Owens' statement to be incredible. I'd love to interview him about this. That the violence has pushed Iraq towards a civil war may show the success of the U.S. military efforts, according to Governor Bill Owens. He said that on Sunday. How does that show success, the increasing violence?
They think that the American people listen to the radio and the TV and only listen to what the government, our administration says, and they think we believe it. They don't seem to watch CNN or any of the other news stations that tell the truth about about Iraq and what is going on. They don't talk about that. They talk their own story, and they act like all the other stories don't count. If Iraq's getting better, how come the number of regiments or platoons or squads or whatever Iraqi soldiers keeps going down, and I don't think anybody over there is trained?
Well, no Iraqi battalion at this particular point is capable of fighting without our help. Bill, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Have a good day, Jake.
All right. 303-713-7600. Harry in Boulder. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
How are you, Harry?
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this mess, Jay, and, you know, it wouldn't do me any good if they had a if they promised to put an American in charge of the port security system, because I don't think we want to have an American with his hand on the handle to the guillotine. And
so it wouldn't make any difference to you if they said that they're going to put an American, not a an Arab national, in charge of the of the operations of the ports?
No, sir, it wouldn't, because Mr. Abramoff has proven that American politicians can be bought and sold. That means the Congress can be bought and sold, and it actually is already paid for. They're just a rubber stamp for Bush. I believe that American ports should be controlled by American corporations and American personnel. I don't believe that we should be shipping our jobs overseas and our cartel globalist corporations need to bring American jobs back to this country, not keep shipping them out of the country.
So they're absolutely
destroying the middle class.
So I write you down as being not impressed by this latest maneuver by Dubai.
Absolutely not. Neither am I impressed by the thoughts and actions of the criminal cabal in D.C. So, yeah, you could put me down as a definite negative.
All right, pal.
As far as their agenda goes.
All right, appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir. You have a good day. And,
yeah.
And remember, this is not a left or a right issue, folks. This is an American issue.
Well, you know what? I would agree with you 100% on that. Thank you, Harry. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, sir. Bye.
All right. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. We're going to talk to Big Ed Schultz coming up, then we'll go back to you on two things happening here, the 45-day wait and Governor Bill Owens' statement about Iraq. 303-713-7600, one line open. Big Ed Schultz up next, then back to your phone calls right now at 830 on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Progressive Traffic with the one and only Bailey.
Well, thanks, Jay. We are dealing with a couple of issues right now. Have a crash in Littleton eastbound T-470. It's sitting just past Kipling. Also, southbound I-25 slows with a crash near I-70. Then we have another one. This one's just in the clearing stages now. It's southbound I-25 near Surrey Ridge. Now, the turnpike slows eastbound from Federal over to Pecos. Westbounders are looking at brake lights from McCaslin over towards Table Mesa. And if you're coming in from Lakewood eastbound 6th Avenue, seeing a slow go from Sheridan on over. And we are having the usual delay stop on 225 from Parker Road into the Tech Center and around town. Things are busy on Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, and Highway 93, Arapahoe, Broadway, and Bayside also running heavy this morning. Checking out the forecast, going to see a mix of sun and clouds today with highs close to 70. We're at 47 now. I'm Bailey, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Sunday, March 12th is Youth Night as your Colorado Mammoth battles Portland. Kids 14 and younger get a free...
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? And what about all the money you spent on them? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. The world's leading authority on the science of smell and taste has developed a new weight loss method that doesn't involve dieting, exercise, or drugs. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. Sprinkle Thin is unlike any weight loss product on the market. It's the only system that lets you eat all your favorite foods without counting calories or taking dangerous drugs. Sprinkle Thin is so revolutionary, you have to try it to believe it. That's why we want to send you a free trial of Sprinkle Thin, so you can see for yourself that this is the world's easiest way to lose weight. Just call 1-800-381-3275. Lose the weight while you eat. For your free trial, call 1-800-381-3275. That's 1-800-381-3275.
I know, it may seem weird to grow out of the party-hardy, dance all night, sleep on a mattress on the floor period of your life. But trust us, there's a time when after a hard day at work, you'd rather settle into the couch with TiVo than walk into your roommate's kegger. When Tuesday nights aren't quarter beers at the bar, but a little barbecue in the backyard. And a dinner party replaces dinner than a party. Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes. A higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
It's boring. Yeah, it's subtle, but important, because sometimes the things you do every day become every day. Like breakfast. A lot of people eat the same thing every day. And over time, your everyday breakfast becomes every day. So today, change things up. Visit Einstein Brothers. Get a fresh baked bagel with a smear of cream cheese. Try one of our gourmet breakfast sandwiches or sample some darn good coffee. Heck, we have so many fresh bagels and delicious coffees. You could have breakfast here every day without it ever becoming every day. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Help us name our new bacon and Swiss omelet breakfast sandwich. You could win a free breakfast every week for a year. So visit Einstein Brothers Bagels today.
At participating locations.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Money, I've got the time.
Oh, we're doing a little Willie, doing Lefty, huh? Yeah, man, I was listening to my Lefty Rizzo records over the weekend. 8:34, 26 minutes away from 9 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. And I like Willie Nelson, too. You know, I can remember the days when Willie Nelson had slick back hair like a ducktail, and the largest crowd he could ever get was like performing in an airplane hangar, you know, or would get draw like 300 or 400 people, maybe, max. And those were places in Texas, by the way. Before Willie caught on, and of course the whole outlaw rage started. High today of 68 under mostly sunny skies. All right, let's go to a man who's heard here between 1 and 4 in the afternoon. And you can check out his website anytime you want. WeGotEd.com. I can never say it the way Ed does it, so I should have Ed do it. But I'm a definite Ed head, and here's my man, Ed Schultz. Good morning, Ed.
www.wegoted.com.
There you go. See, I can't do it. I've tried to do it 100 times, and I can't do it the way you do it, doggone it.
68. Come on.
All right. Well, come on, let's talk about some stuff here.
All right.
Let's start with the port situation, because now we got this 45-day review of the deal. And also, this company, this World Ports, or Ports World, or whatever, I always get it backwards, they're talking about putting an American, Dubai Ports World is talking about putting an American in charge of the whole operation. You impressed with this? Your feelings about it?
I'm not saying that it can't be worked out, but I am saying that somebody's going to have to control the manifest and also watch the loading and unloading of materials that's going to have America's safety and interest. That's the whole deal. You could talk about the Coast Guard or the customs agents. I've seen the customs agents work. They don't check everything. And they don't determine what goes on a manifest, and they don't determine what gets on that ship. They only determine what gets off that ship, and we're only checking about 6% of what's coming into the United States. Now, there are some containers that get electronically checked. The fact is, most of the cargo that comes in the United States does not get checked. So who controls the manifest? Who controls the personnel in the administration? It's too easy to infiltrate this foreign port company for my taste right now.
All right, this 45-day review, which was requested by this Dubai company, which, of course, is owned by the United Arab Emirates. Is this already a done deal, and are they just being dishonest with us? What's your read on this?
I do not see the Bush administration turning around on this deal. I think what they'll do is eventually sell hard to the American public. They'll go through the 45-day period. I think the American people will end up getting port fatigue the same way we're getting NSA fatigue, and it'll be out of sight of the American news media, and it'll eventually go through and say, see, the Democrats were wrong all along. I mean, that's how I think that's a real possible scenario that could be played out here. This is going to have to be really looked at closely and diligently, and this 45-day period, you're going to have some real hardcore Dems coming out saying, okay, I'm all right with this deal, before I think the American people are satisfied. And I think the Bush administration is and these people in the White House are basically going to try to outlast the story.
So it drags on for 45 days. We're on to whatever the next thing is. Do you believe that the outrage in Congress over this will also die down?
Well, some of them, you know, here's the deal, Jay, is that the midterm elections are going to really play into this. There's a lot of representatives that are going home having to explain how the president didn't know anything about it.
Right.
And they're going to have to go home and explain how the Treasury Secretary didn't know anything about it, and then explain the Treasury Secretary's connections to the open ocean shipping industry and how he's done deals with this outfit before. And then they're going to have to explain how we should trust a country all of a sudden where 11 hijackers flew out of the UAE into the United States before they hit us. 50% of their money flowed through that country. AQ Khan set up a company in that state that dealt nuclear materials to North Korea and Libya. Now, these are undeniable facts. We're not making this stuff up. The longer we stay on the story, the more the American people find out about this. What have they done in the last 4.5 years to have us change our attitude about terrorism to the point where we want them to cover our ports?
Well, you know, the thing that gets me, in one way, is I'd love to sit down and ask Scott McClellan. I'd love to sit down and ask George W. Bush. I'd like to ask Cheney. I'd like to ask them all. What kind of reaction do they expect they're going to get out of us when this administration has used 9/11 to its political advantage now for 6 years?
Well, the reaction wasn't supposed to be this, because you and I weren't supposed to know about this. That's how secret this deal was. And, of course, they've distanced the president from knowing anything about it, which I find hard to believe.
All right, that's my next point to you, because I debated this all day Friday with callers. And debate's not the right word. I discussed it. Either he knew about it and he's lying, and Scott McClellan is lying, or he's got to be the most insulated president we've ever had.
Well, I'd rather have him as a liar than this insulated.
Well, me too. But what story do you buy here, Ed?
Well, I don't think they're being truthful. I think this is major CYA. I think this is protect the president at all cost. And I think that they're not being truthful with the whole thing, and I think they're lying. I think the president did know, and I also think that it's too big of a coincidence for him to hire a top executive of this company and put him right underneath the transportation secretary. This happened in January, and then a month later this deal come down, and he not know anything about it.
Yeah, you're talking about David Sanborn.
Exactly. This guy was running the European operation for this company, and the president nominated him to be, in a position that answers directly to a cabinet-level position. And then Neil Bush, how about the connection there? This company has fronted a bunch of money to Neil Bush before. They got to talk about something over Thanksgiving turkey.
Of course.
Come on.
And then you've got the whole deal, too, where Donald Rumsfeld comes across and he says, I didn't know anything about it. I just learned about it this weekend.
Now, that I do believe.
You do believe that? You believe that the Defense Department, that he didn't know?
I do believe that Rumsfeld, I think if I had to pick one person in the whole outfit that's lost, it would probably be him. I think he's totally lost. And this is why...
Are you talking about he's totally lost on everything or just this issue?
Well, here's the thing, is that Rumsfeld interviews all the way down to a two-star if you're going to work at the Pentagon. They're actually, and this started when he came on, that he tries to hire a culture so he can trust people below him that think the same way he does. This is very unusual for the Secretary of Defense to hire or to interview all the way down to a two-star. And so I think there's a lot that Rumsfeld doesn't know, and he's probably the only one telling the truth in this deal.
So you don't think that even though his agency had to sit in on that small group, that his department had to sit in on that small group that made the decision, you think that the information was not shared with him?
I don't think it was. I'd be surprised.
God, it makes him look incredibly out of the loop.
Well, he is out of the loop. Look how many issues he's been out of the loop on Iraq.
Yeah,
They haven't been on the money on anything in Iraq. See, Fox News over the weekend is actually trying to start the debate that maybe a civil war is a good thing in Iraq.
That segues into the next thing here. Okay, this gets it. You must be reading my mind here. This moves into the next thing. Article this morning in the Denver Post: the violence that has pushed Iraq towards civil war may show the success of U.S. military efforts. Governor Bill Owens, that's our governor, said Sunday after returning from one of the hot spots in the war because insurgents have had to resort to more extreme tactics. Choosing his words carefully, Owens relayed how Major General Timothy E. Donovan, chief of staff of the U.S.-led International Coalition, explained the motive behind last week's insurgent bombing of the Golden Mosque. Check this out. He said, "We are kicking their rear," Owens said. He said their old tactics weren't working and that they had to do something to change the dynamic, and that is to incite civil war. You buy that?
I think that the Sunnis and the Shiites have got to sit down at the table and stay at the table. I think your governor is somewhat naive. How does he explain thousands of people in the street demonstrating in Samarra and Baghdad?
That's my point. Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Does he think for these thousands of people? There have been some successes in Iraq. There was the vote. There was a big turnout. There's no question about that. But the reconstruction is way behind. The output of the country is way behind. The training of the military police is way behind, although that's improving. The fact is that, you can't sit these people down, and freedom and democracy is not on the march. It's on the conflict.
Well, you got the story, out this morning, too. Pentagon, Iraqi troops downgraded. No Iraqi battalion capable of fighting without U.S. support.
I haven't seen that story. That's, there you have it.
Well, okay. So, my first feeling was, when I read what Governor Owens was saying, I thought to myself, he must be smoking something. But knowing him as I do, he doesn't smoke. But, I thought, boy, that's just got to be way, way, way off the mark. It has to be a talking point.
But, Jay, the political downfall of this is too great if the Republicans admit they've been wrong on Iraq. The down spiral in this midterm, they truly stand the chance of losing the majority in both the Senate and the House. And I talked to Senator Conrad last week. I said, what's going on? He says, the worm's turning. He says, our polling shows right now, inside the Senate, that if the election in the Senate were held today, the Democrats would have 50 seats. and he says it would be a push in the House.
Boy, all we need in the House is 15 more seats, man.
Well, it could very well happen. Say, I've got to tell you about my trip to Cincinnati. Progressive talk is under assault in that city. The outfit there has taken a lot of calls and complaints, and they've taken a lot of letters, and they're attacking sponsors.
Oh, is that CKY? I've been on that station before.
Yes, 1530 WCKY. Yeah. My mission, my 2 days in Cincinnati, was to work with the salespeople and you know, boost their confidence and talk about selling Progressive talk. So I want to say to the advertisers of 760, you have no idea how much we appreciate your support of the J. Marvin Show and all the Progressive shows on AM 760 in Denver and Boulder, because we're having an impact. And this industry is owned by conservatives. It has been dominated by conservatives, but they are pushing back. And there's no question that the Republican Party in Ohio is very involved in the audio culture, in attacking programs that they don't want on the air, and going after advertisers and trying to tell them that they're not going to do this. It's just dirty pool.
It's bad. Yeah, I've been on that station when I filled in for Jerry Springer. And yeah, people should take the time to notify the advertisers and tell them that they like the programming here on this station and on WCKY and all the stations across the country. We need to push back. It's a very, very, very good point. Now, one thing before we run out of time here. Let's talk about the Olympics. You're not happy with the Olympics. Why? Because there's no ice fishing?
Well, that's one. I did watch the snowboarding. the ratings are down and the interest is down because I think the Americans aren't winning. And also the fact that the hockey team didn't do very well. And,
no.
And we don't have a real focal point of a team we want to beat, a rivalry. The Russians, they're our friends right now, so we're not playing them. What we need to do is get Al-Qaeda to get a hockey team.
Yeah, really.
If we could get them to get a hockey team, or you know, maybe we could. I don't know. I think viewer habits have changed a lot too. I mean, people are into TiVo and people are into podcasting. And
yeah, but American Idol beats the Olympics. Explain that.
Well, they heard you and I were going to be on there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you got it, Ed. All right, and by the way, thank you for letting me fill in for you on Thursday and Friday.
Hey,
I want you to know I'm doing both shows.
Thanks. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to be in Washington, D.C. for the talk radio seminar. Rush is going to speak on Thursday afternoon to open up the conference, so I'm sure he's going to go after Progressive Talk pretty hard. I got to be there.
Well, slug back for us, pal.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
Good to talk to you.
You bet.
All right, Ed Schultz. You'll hear him here today between 1 and 4 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, 845, or I'm sorry, it's 848. 845. Come on, Jay, get it together. It's 848. You want to talk about Governor Owen's statement or you want to talk about Dubai? 303-713-7600. I got two open lines, and you and I will get it on. Mano y mano. That sounds too confrontational, doesn't it?
Do you know why you get wrinkles? Did you know that you can finally do something about it? At home, you get wrinkles because your skin loses collagen. Now you can help replenish lost collagen with Hydraderm. Hydraderm's fast-acting wrinkle-reducing serum actually delivers full, intact collagen molecules directly to the skin. To try it free, call 1-800-339-1913. When you were young, collagen made your skin feel smooth and firm. As you aged, you lost collagen and you developed wrinkles. Now you don't have to get injections to help restore your youth. Hydraderm feels light and silky, but it's also powerful. With Hydraderm, you can enjoy the stunning and more youthful-looking skin that you deserve. For a limited time, get your free trial of Hydraderm by calling 1-800-339-1913. A free trial just for calling. To try Hydraderm, call 1-800-339-1913. That's 1-800-339-1913. Call now before this free trial offer expires. 1-800-339-1913.
Center or call 1-888-KEY-1234. Subject to credit approval. KEY, Equal Housing Lender.
The money may not end up where it was supposed to have gone.
So these 32 workers, I guess, Congressman, it was just a snafu, you know?
Congressman Mark Udall on the Ed Schultz Show.
Yeah, well, you know what snafu really means, right?
That's exactly right. So it's just one of those accounting errors. How do we explain this?
The system's normal, all you know what up.
That's right.
The proof's going to be in what they do down the line. But we've got to make the investment on the front end, and we need national leadership. It's been lacking.
Ed Schultz, weekday afternoons 1 to 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Big Ed. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. You want to talk about Governor Owens' statement about Iraq or the Dubai port situation? Feel more than welcome to step up and become part of the program. Hey, Rocky's Autos cares about each and every one of their customers. In fact, I've been telling you this for a long time. There are over 100 employees that are dedicated to making you happy and to making sure that your experience at Rocky's is absolutely 100% the best. And to prove their point, Rocky's is going to extend their customer appreciation days. You'll get a chance to be waited on by Rocky's best salespeople and leisurely shop at your own pace, choosing from the largest selection of clean late-model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, SUVs. I mean, anything you want, you name it, they got it at Rocky's. And over 500. Great-looking vehicles on the lot. Don't take my word for it. Check it out yourself. Go to RockiesAutos.com. You can see the inventory and also see their business philosophy. And you can pre-qualify for a car loan. And you'll get Rocky's VIP treatment with unbelievable low, low, low red tag sale prices going on at Rocky's right now during customer appreciation days. Rocky's Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. But if you come close to 8, they'll stay late. And as I said, you can check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Find out what they're all about, pre-qualify for a car loan, and look at that marvelous, marvelous inventory. Mary and I have bought time and time again from Rockies and have had nothing but great experiences. From the time you set foot on the lot to the time you leave, they're there to help you because they appreciate you, and they prove it day in and day out, and they're proving it now with their customer appreciation days. Rocky's Autos, check them out. They're located 63rd and Federal.
Key Equipment Finance would like to remind you that in America, when a 16-year-old dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressured to drink or ride in a car with someone who's been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Key Equipment Finance in Superior. That's Key Equipment Finance, working toward a safer community.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
And what about the discount, Jim?
Our Sunsetter retractable awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds. Mm-hmm. It keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
What about the discount, Jim?
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
But what about the discount, Jim?
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Come on, Jim.
All right. Well, now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate, so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Ha! Finally, Jim.
Just call now, and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate, along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer, and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-500-8114 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-500-8114. 1-800-500-8114.
If there was ever a month to make a big change in your life, this is it. So this month, why not go really big with custom LASIK by the world-class surgeons of Spivak Vision Center, currently celebrating our 25th anniversary. In honor of this big-time celebration, we're extending our $1,000 LASIK savings. Big savings, big vision, big change. Only at Spivak Vision Center, Colorado's most trusted name in vision. So don't wait. Get out there this year with custom LASIK at Spivak Vision Center and take advantage of our 25th anniversary $1,000 LASIK savings. When it comes to vision, it doesn't get any bigger than Spivak Vision, especially with our Spivak Lifetime LASIK Commitment. And our $1,000 savings makes it that much sweeter. But don't take my word for it. Call 303-C2020 and see for yourself. That's 303-C2020 for Spivak Vision, the only way to see.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
4 minutes past the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 68, under mostly sunny skies, and the clouds are starting to move off a little bit, and we'll get some sunshine this morning. All right, choice of two things that you can get into here, the port topic, or also Governor Bill Owens, what I think is an absolutely ludicrous statement about Iraq. He's been there, I haven't, but still, I find what he has to say to be very, very hard to believe. I also find what the U.S. command there says, I find that very, very hard to believe. Let's go to Tom in Highlands Ranch, who's been hanging on. Tom, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi, Tom.
I think a lot of this stuff about Iraq is basically nothing but spin. The basic principle and the basic problem in all of this, and most people sort of bypass this because it's kind of too late, is the fact that these people will never get along. In the 1900s, when the Brits drew lines in the sand to make artificial borders, they united people that didn't get along for thousands of years before. It's kind of like what happened in Yugoslavia. Soviets put together an artificial country with a bunch of people that didn't like each other, didn't get along, and let it percolate for a while. And ultimately, we know the result of that. And that's exactly what's going to happen in Iraq.
Yeah, basically.
Let the Sunnis have their own country. Let the Shiites have their own country. Let the Kurds, which already kind of have their own country, let them be separate if they want to be. It should be their decision on how their land is divided and what they want to do with a particular type of government. They're very clannish. They're very tribal. And if they want to go back to having, you know, rulers, kings, princes, whoever, that's their problem. How is that in my best interest? I've never gotten to that.
Because we're worried about what it would set off in the region, and because the region is strategically important to us and economically important to us because of oil. You know that.
No, that's not necessarily true. That region was important, and we've been messing with the region for close to 80 years now. When the first American, when I forget what the name of the oil company was, American Oil, I think.
Aramco?
Aramco, yeah. So we've been trying to control that region for years. We haven't stabilized it any. We haven't made it any better for the people. So to hear this great tale of we're freeing the people, we're making their lives better, is horse-bucky, quite frankly.
Well, listen, I'm not going to disagree with you.
So I don't, as far as all these stories from Iraq and Owen saying that maybe it's better off, you know who's better off to have a civil war? The people that are there themselves. It doesn't have anything to do with us, and we're not going to make it better. We're not going to make it worse.
So are you advocating the what? We just get out?
No, what I'm advocating is there is, to some degree, we should get out. We're not going to be able to get out quickly or gracefully, and it's too late for that. So pull out and call it a day and let them do whatever they want to do. They theoretically have a government. They theoretically have a constitution. Let them figure it out from now on.
Well, they don't have a complete government formed, but I'm for a time. I'm for a timed withdrawal. You know, I really am. I'm for a timetable withdrawal to put them on notice that they got to get their acts together. All right, man, Tom, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Mike in Arvada. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks so much, Jay. A couple of points. I would like to respectfully disagree with Ed Schultz. If Rumsfeld interviews down to a 2-star, you bet he knew about this Dubai contract going through. Second point real quickly is, you bet, let's go ahead and appoint somebody to the Dubai ports. How about Chertoff? How about Brownie? You're doing a great job, Brad. How about Bolton? All of those are appointed positions.
Yeah, you're right.
And third real quick one, Jay, I'm going to call your sponsors today and thank them for everything that they do.
Thank you, man.
To continue to support.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I love you, too. I got to go get some news. Thanks, man. Appreciate the call.
Have a good one, Jake.
Yeah, you too. Be safe. All right. Open phones coming up right after the 9 o'clock news here on AM 7.
Well, it's time to buy a house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So if it's time to consider your first home, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnyview from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called the Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It, could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-443-6216. Again, that's 1-800-443-6216. 1-800-443-6216.
From around the world.
AM 760. AKZN. Morton, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The White House is breathing easier on the politically explosive ports agreement. CBS News correspondent Mark Donner, what's the reason for the relief?
Nick, at the urging of the White House, the Dubai-based company at the center of the political storm has agreed to ask for a 45-day U.S. government review of its plan to take over operations at six U.S. ports. It's the White House hope that this will defuse a showdown with those in Congress who oppose the deal on national security grounds. The White House thinks the deal is fine as is, but spokesman Scott McClellan calls the new review a reasonable middle ground. Live at the White House, I'm Mark Knoller, CBS News.
A glimmer of optimism in Iraq over the fate of kidnapped journalist Jill Carroll, CBS News correspondent Kimberly Dozier.
The U.S. ambassador here says Iraqi officials who've been working to free her now believe they know where she is and that they're hopeful she'll be released soon. They didn't really indicate, however, whether they thought that would come through some sort of rescue or whether they're in contact with the kidnappers and negotiating.
Well, yesterday was the latest deadline set by the kidnappers to release all female prisoners held in Iraq, or Carol would be killed. The Mardi Gras spirit is alive and well in the Big Easy. The crowds may not be quite as big as in years past, but post-Katrina New Orleans is letting the good times roll, building to a Fat Tuesday climax. Once the party's over, hundreds of thousands of storm victims will face the daunting task of rebuilding. The Washington Post says much of the private donations are gone. Two of every three Katrina relief dollars already spent. And it's not just money. John Davies heads of Baton Rouge Area Community Foundation.
Clearly, post-traumatic stress issues are huge. And the response has been inadequate.
Well, the Senate is back after a week-long break and is expected to take up renewal of the Patriot Act. Action's been delayed twice while lawmakers wrestled over civil liberties concerns. A final vote is expected Wednesday. A literary wrangle has landed in a London court as two authors charge Random House with allowing Dan Brown to lift the essence of their 1982 book to make it the basis of his runaway bestseller, The Da Vinci Code. CBS News correspondent Richard Roth says the defense denies it.
Lawyers here say the case is significant because it's about where the line is drawn on copyright, and it could influence how authors of fiction may use historical or factual research that's not their own, which authors have been doing pretty much since the time of Shakespeare.
The bloom may be off the housing rose. The latest Commerce Department report, this one covering January, shows a slowdown in new home sales for the second time in 3 months. The fall off of 5% was more than analysts have been expecting. At the same time, the median price of a new home jumped $9,000 to just over $238,000. And on Wall Street right now, the Dow is up 39, the Nasdaq 13. This is CBS News.
The following is an OnStar conversation.
Professor, this is Mary.
Hi, I wanted to find out about adding minutes to my phone.
Okay, what would you like to know?
OnStar Hands-Free Calling is a voice-activated calling feature built into OnStar-equipped vehicles that allows subscribers to make and receive calls while keeping their hands on the wheel and eyes on the road.
Can I go ahead and add the 250 minutes?
You can always go higher now.
Hey, girlfriend, I'm already addicted to this thing.
There are no additional access fees, roaming, or long-distance charges.
Thank you for holding those units for download successfully. Just tell all your friends how they can join our OnStar.
I definitely will. Thank you so much.
No problem. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Nope, that's it. So you have a good night.
You have a great evening, and thank you for using OnStar.
You'll find OnStar on over 50 GM vehicles. OnStar by GM. To purchase hands-free calling minutes or learn more about this service, push your blue button or visit OnStar.com. OnStar hands-free calling is not available in certain markets.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We do have one accident working for the ride at southbound I-25. Right around I-70, three cars tangled up in the right lane there, so expect some slowing behind that. I-70 actually looking pretty good as you make way between Wheat Ridge and Aurora. We are seeing some trouble eastbound C-470 as you approach I-70 as I merge three lanes down to one. And then we're still a bit heavy southbound 225 as you head into the tech center. Now around town, things starting to thin out on Foothills Parkway, the diagonal on Highway 93. The turnpike still a little sluggish westbound from McAllen over towards Table Mesa. Under the forecast, going to see a mix of...
Do you have a home improvement project? Any home improvement project, but don't know who to call? Call Best in Class. Best in Class is a co-op network of some of Denver's premier contractors whose work is guaranteed. House paint, deck remodel, plumber, clean the carpets, whatever the job. Call Best in Class and rest easy because the work is guaranteed and insured. Best in Class will take the guesswork out of your next home project. Call right now, 303-660-9669. That's 660-9669, or go to callbestinclass.com.
My clothes were tight, and I was ready to get back in shape.
I was bored with gym workouts and no results.
I needed a structured program that pushed me to succeed.
I was in an exercise rut.
Personal training with a group twist.
Motivation.
Passionate coaches.
Personal attention.
Personal training with a group twist.
Upper body.
Lower body.
Cardio.
After the first week, I was hooked.
www.bcore.net.
Okay, you're at a party, and the person you've always imagined spending the rest of your life with is actually talking to you. You're not just talking, but you're downright charming. Your stories are funny, your response is witty, your teeth mercifully without spinach flakes. If your next thought is whether your obnoxious roommate or your mother, the mood killer, will be home, well, it might be a good time for your first house. And when that time comes, you've got to make a good choice. Like Amber Homes. Amber Homes has quality houses priced right for first-time buyers. These babies are built solidly from foundation to roof with the kind of quality materials you'd only find in much more expensive homes. So, if it's time to consider that your mom's house might be as sexy as a smelly t-shirt, consider Amber Homes, a higher standard. Clean up with a great deal. Get a free washer and dryer when you buy a home at Aspen Hills or Bonnie View from now until April 30th. Check out amberhomes.com for details.
That wasn't enough time for that particular topic. And you know what? It seems like when you try to get everything in a four-hour period, it's really rough to get it done. I want to thank the Jefferson County Democrats, too. Had a wonderful time on Saturday night. Wonderful, just open-hearted, warm people. It was just great. You know, that's all I can say. It was just great. Really, 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 really had a good time. But this comment by the governor, the violence that has pushed Iraq towards civil war may show the success of U.S. military efforts. Governor Bill Owen said Saturday after returning from one of the hot spots in the war, because insurgents have had to resort to more extreme tactics. Choosing his words carefully, Owens relayed how Major General Timothy E. Donovan, chief of staff for the U.S.-led international coalition, explained that the motive behind last week's insurgent bombings of the Golden Mosque is as follows. He said, "We were kicking their rear," Owens said. This is in this morning's paper. This morning's Denver Post. He said their old tactics weren't working, and they had to do something to change the dynamic, and that is incite civil war. Among the successes Owen cited were securing Iraq's border with Syria, bringing stability to the country's less populous provinces, and using new vehicles, especially equipped to deflect roadside bombs. Owens had journeyed in and out of Iraq on Friday on a Pentagon-sponsored trip to visit with Colorado National Guard troops in Ramadi and top military officials in Baghdad. He returns to Washington for the winter meeting of the National Governors Association, which George W. Bush will address probably here in the next couple hours. In an interview Sunday, Owens backed off somewhat on criticism he had relayed from the troops that the press only gives negative accounts of Iraq. Owens clarified that he understands why terror attacks get more attention than public works projects. As I told the troops, the 500 planes that take off and land safely at DIA every day doesn't make the news, but the ones that crash does. That's understandable, Owens said. On the other hand, they wish there were more understanding. They wish there were more understanding and coverage of the schools, the water projects, the roads that they're building, the success that they're seeing. All right, now you got this, along with this story that's floating around from CNN. Pentagon, Iraqi troops downgraded. No Iraqi battalion capable of fighting without U.S. support. The only Iraqi battalion capable of fighting without U.S. support has been downgraded to a level requiring them to fight with American troops backing them up, the Pentagon said on Friday. The battalion made 700 to 800 Iraqi army soldiers, has repeatedly been offered by the U.S. as an example of the growing independence of the Iraqi military. The confidence of the Iraqi military has been cited as a key factor in when U.S. troops will be able to return home. As we see more of these Iraqi forces in the lead, we'll be able to continue with our stated strategy that says as Iraqi forces stand up, we will stand down. The battalion, according to the Pentagon, was downgraded from level 1 to level 2 after recent quarterly assessments of its capabilities. Level 1 means the battalion is able to fight on its own. Level 2 means it's required to support. It requires support from U.S. troops. And level 3 means it must fight alongside U.S. troops. So you get caught in this good news, bad news war that's waged about Iraq and about the spin on Iraq. And we have the Dubai situation out there as well. The company requesting a 45-day review of the deal so it avoids a confrontation for President Bush with Congress. And do you believe that this is just a smokescreen and the deal is already done? Your feelings about that. Plus, this company, DP Worlds, has said that they will put an American in charge of their operations. And does that mollify your feelings? And you can talk about this or anything else that you want to get into. It's okay with me. Let's go to Phil in Aurora. Phil, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
The reason I called is I don't want anyone, not even England, to own our infrastructure and our crown jewels. It started in New York when New York went bankrupt, and then they sold to England. And if we weren't spending all this money on this foolish war, we could have bought back our infrastructure, and we better start buying it back. I wish there was a law that every single thing owned outside of the country had a big sign up saying who owned it. The American people would be shocked. And so I don't care who it is. I want us to own our and run our ports, every facet of it. I don't want to farm anymore out, and I want to start buying back.
So for you, it doesn't make any difference who owns it. You think it's
well,
wrong.
The Chinese,
the French, the Germans, you don't care. You want us to run it.
I want us to own it and run it and everywhere because we have got ownership outside this nation all over this country. It's shocking. So I am afraid of it. I'm afraid of it, whoever owns it. And I also want to start watching more than just 5% of our containers. We used to do that. And I think with Bush, I heard a lady say that worked on the docks in California that after he came in, we cut way back on the containers that we check. Well, what kind of security is this? I mean, it is absolutely insane. So, but appreciate your show and appreciate all these people that back it and the whole thing. Jay, you're doing a great job. Shouldn't even say that.
Oh, yeah, you can, and I appreciate the call.
Right.
Thank you,
darling. Bye-bye.
All right, see you later. Yeah, we're only checking 5% of the containers. Ed said it was 6, but I believe it's only 5% of the containers. And I'm like Phil here. I really, really do not want anybody else owning this stuff other than us. And I'm not, you know... Is some of this thing about the port, is some of this anti-Arab backlash? You know, I think there are people out there. I think there are people out there who feel that way. I got to honestly tell you, I don't feel that way. But I kind of fall into the category of what she was just saying. I don't like the idea of anybody owning it and operating it. Now, my brother-in-law does this for a living. He works for the Port of Long Beach. And pointed out to me that there's a big difference between operating the port and securing the port. But I really don't want any foreign government involved. So if somebody were to turn to me and say, well, you know, you're just engaging in Arab backlash, and I think a lot of you have listened to me, if you have been listening to me, you know that I have a great deal of respect for mainstream Islam. I don't care whether it's the United Arab Emirates. I don't care whether it's the Italians. I don't care whether it's the British. I don't care whether it's the Germans. It just makes me uneasy to have somebody else being involved in that situation. Let's go to Ray in Denver. Ray, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello, Jay.
Hi, Ray.
I wanted to talk on this subject about their illegal immigration.
Sure, go ahead.
I've been hearing these talking points and these lies for the last 20 years, and every time I hear it, it just makes my blood boil. You know, about, well, they take jobs that Americans won't take and they refuse to take. Well, that's the biggest lie that I've ever heard.
I don't know. I think there could be some validity to that.
Well, I work with them. I mean, I know. I'm talking from selfish, you know.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you have to agree that some of the jobs.
Well, there's always some jobs that
you know that some of these jobs.
Hold it!
Hey! Calm down. Let me finish, and then you can go ahead. Now, I think there are some jobs out there that Americans would rather not do. I mean, they would have to do it if push comes to shove, they would take it. But I think if they had their choice, they probably wouldn't want to do it. For instance, here's an example. As a guy who called up between the 6 and 7 o'clock hour game, cleaning bathrooms and malls, I'm not so sure that that's something that I would rush right down to take to want to file an application for a couple of reasons. Number one, I don't think I'd want to do the work. And number two, I don't think it pays enough. So I think there are some areas there where people, you know, would say to you, hey, man, I don't want that job, and I don't really give a damn who does it as long as it gets done. I think there is some validity to that. Do I think it covers everything 100%? No. Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Okay, well, there's some illegals that won't take those jobs either, as I was about to tell you, you know. So that to me, it don't mean nothing because, there's a lot of jobs I don't want to take, but there's some jobs I have taken because, like you said, I was in a desperate situation. And I know for a fact, where I work at, you got people making illegals, can't even read and write, don't even have legal documents, making anywhere from $18 to $25 or $26 an hour. But most Americans don't know that, and you don't hear about that.
Well, give us some examples of where they're paying that kind of money to illegals.
Construction. You got heavy equipment operators that don't even have their papers at all. Matter of fact, there's this one young Hispanic kid that I worked with. Well, he quit because he's an American-born, American citizen, and he would try to get along with, you know, the blacks and the whites, the few that worked there. And they didn't like him because he wasn't, part of the group. I'm talking about the illegals. And he even told me about a place where they get their fake Social Security, the fake driver's license.
Whoa, I'm confused. Why did he quit? Because he couldn't get along with the illegals, or because he wasn't
get along with the illegals? Because see,
well, why couldn't he get along with them?
I just told you he would go out of his way to try to become what you call he was born an American. He considered himself an American, and he spoke English.
Yeah, okay. So what was the problem?
They got people out there, Jay, where I work at, half of them don't even speak English, and they get mad at people who don't speak Spanish.
So he
That's
quit. So he quit because they were mad at him because he didn't speak Spanish.
Him.
Well, so what? He just walked off his job. He didn't go to his employer. He didn't go to the employer out there.
Jay, I had to quit a job once because my doctor recommended because I was getting so frustrated because sometimes it's better to quit a job than to have other things happen.
Did you ever go to your employer?
Yes,
in that situation?
Matter of fact, this one particular employer, I won't name his name like I told you, screener. The employer was a jackass. We got busted at this one company, and they gave him 90 days to get rid of all the illegals and hire some new people. Some of the people came back with different IDs.
Boy, Ray, tell us how you really feel. You sound very angry.
Well, yeah, I mean, I get angry when I hear people talk about they take jobs that Americans won't take. I've had white guys, black guys, and ask me to get jobs.
All right. Well, let's try this. Let's try something positive. What would be your solution?
Find the employers. It's on the books, but they don't pass. They don't enforce the laws.
I think most of us. I think if you took a poll on this program, or probably took a poll on any program, I think most people would probably come forward and say they agree with you that finding the employers is the way to go.
Yeah.
You know, I don't disagree with that at all. I think you're absolutely 100% right. I mean, I think we should lean on the employers.
But there's
absolutely
a lot of people out there that are looking for jobs. They've asked me about jobs, and they cannot get them. Asian Americans, black Americans, white Americans, and some of a few of the native-born Hispanics that are, you know, try to integrate more or less into the American culture. Some of the illegals get them a rough time because they tell them, they say, well, you're not a
Yeah, but I'll tell you something, man. You know what? If I needed a job and I needed it badly and I needed it to make my rent, put food on my table for my family, I personally don't really care what other people think of me. I'm not there to win a popularity contest. I'm only there to bring home a paycheck. And if those people don't like the fact that I don't speak Spanish or whatever the case may be, they can try to harass me all they want. You know what? I'll just harass them right back. It's 9:19, 19 minutes after 9, AM 760, one line open.
Hey, guys, don't be alarmed. Blondie's Firehouse, same bar, different location. Now on South Inca in Inglewood, still offers karaoke nights, awesome bands, trivia, and great food. With all this fun, you're sure to have a three-alarm time.
Blondie'sFirehouse.com, 720-963-8408.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver, and post your reviews at MaxNights.com.
Check out this week's review from Jazz at Jack's. Go here, period. This may be the best place for live jazz in Denver. We haven't been to every jazz club in town yet, so to be fair, we'll say it's in the top two. As soon as more people find out about it, you'll be waiting in line to get in. Jazz at Jack's at 15th and Platt.
Give your review. Log on to MaxNights.com and tell them where you want to go. MaxNights.com.
Don't you love the feeling you get shopping at your favorite gift boutique? Now you can enjoy that feeling shopping online at Teresa'sGifts.com. You'll love getting all your shopping done at their locally owned online gallery. Browse through all their gifts, from indoor decor to your favorite collectibles. You'll be amazed at the variety they offer. And since they're not a giant corporate site, you'll feel right at home. Visit Teresa'sGifts.com or click on the image in your media player for more info.
Hey, salespeople, become part of the $4.9 trillion travel industry. Save up to 85% off your vacation travels for the rest of your life. Call Gene, 800-719-4223 to find out how. You could earn up to $250,000 potentially in your first year and live a lifestyle beyond your wildest dreams. Find out how you could earn over $19,000 in your first month with this proven system. Call Gene now, 800-719-4223.
And prove their point, Rockies has extended customer appreciation days. Now, you'll get a chance to be waited on by Rockies' best salespeople and to leisurely shop at your own pace, choosing from the largest selection of clean, late-model used cars, trucks, minivans, vans, and SUVs in Colorado, over 500 units on the lot. Man, they have got some good vehicles out there. And you'll get Rockies VIP treatment, too, with unbelievable low red tag sale prices. Those red tags are out there flapping around waiting for you to take advantage of them. And, you know, you can find out all you need to know about Rockies Autos in the comfort of your home or, in your office simply by going to RockiesAutos.com. Check out the inventory for yourself. Pre-qualify for a car loan and read all about Rockies' business philosophy. Rockies Autos, with the customer appreciation days being extended in every automobile, every vehicle there at Rockies Autos, is equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days, 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. And they're open 9 a.m. until 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday. But if you come close to 8, they'll stay late to help you out. Rockies Autos, check them out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com or just do what Mary and I have done and get on out to Rockies. We've just had nothing but great success there in buying vehicle after vehicle over the past 6-7 years. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Key Equipment Finance would like to remind you that in America, when a 16-year-old dies, the cause is usually alcohol-related. Sometimes teens may feel pressured to drink or ride in a car with someone who's been drinking. As adults, we should not only talk to our teens about peer pressure and alcohol, but should also set a good example for them to follow. This is how we can make a difference right now in our community. This is from Key Equipment Finance in Superior. That's Key Equipment Finance, working toward a safer community.
If you were shocked at your last energy bill, here's a tip. Put the Regency Bristol window in your home. Hi, I'm Dave Logan. The Bristol window uses state-of-the-art engineering to keep the heat out in the summer and the heat inside in the winter. And they're beautiful to look at. Register online to win a house full of windows absolutely free at bristolwindows.com or call Regency at 303-233-0833.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4.
Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
One, two, three.
Ooh, Wicked Wilson Pickett in the midnight hour.
All right?
Right? No. Land of a Thousand Dances. 920. You know what? I like, you know, this is the one that gets played all the time, but actually the better version of this song is by Cannibal and the Headhunters. Is actually a better version. But it's an obscure version, and it's hard to find, and I think it was only a hit on the West Coast. I don't know if there's anybody listening who is from the Midwest or the East. Maybe you can call in and clue me in on that. You know, it's not against the law here. It's not taboo to call up and discuss culture, which we don't seem to do enough of on this program. 9:24, 24 minutes after 9. High today, 68, mostly sunny skies, AM 760. Progressive Talk, Jay Marvin along with you. And because I like to talk about music and movies and stuff. So what, Turk, you're going to the computer now, you're going to look up Cannibal and the Headhunters. Look them up. They're there. This was a real group. No, I know, because they're like obscure. And I think one of the things that's gone on now in this country, I've noticed, because of the internet, and that we have people who log on at am760.net all the time, and I get emails from people like in Arkansas and Oklahoma, and I get them from, you know, Illinois, and I get them from California, but I get them from like all over across the country. I notice now that regionalism, because of modern communications, internet, everything else, regionalism has been kind of rolled over. So now, because of that, my reference to Land of a Thousand Dances may not be the same reference that somebody else out there might have. Does that sound right, or am I not making any sense today? This has been my meds are not exactly right, and it's been kind of a rough morning here this morning. Okay, let's get back on the phones. We go to Mech in Greeley. Mech, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, what's up?
Hey, man, how are you?
Oh, good. Hey, I've been talking to a bunch of vets and stuff like that. You know, this guy's been over in the stand, and, you know, we're kind of in coming to an agreement, you know, on things that just aren't being said, you know, a lot is about surgery. You know, you're trained, especially generals, that when you go into a country, you expect an insurgency, you expect an opposition. You always have to do that. Ever since Alexander the Great, and even when we went over to the Philippines and accidentally got that, the first thing that the admiral sent to the president was the fact that, you know, we got to expect an insurgency. It's our opinion that insurgency was invited, because the way we look at it, we're just looking at a mirror image of another Afghanistan.
If we were planning for an insurgency and we knew there was going to be an insurgency, then this administration did a terrible, terrible job of planning for it, because it seems to me like the insurgency just totally and completely took them by surprise.
No, what we're thinking is they didn't plan for it, okay? They intentionally didn't plan for it. There's nothing said about it in the record, anything, even up to a year. You know, 9/11, even before that, because even when we went in 1991, there was, you know, the general of each command must have an invasion plan for every situation.
Well, if that's all true, and I don't have any knowledge that it's not true, then what went wrong in our post-invasion planning? Why did things get so out of control?
Well, they intended it that way. You know, it's treason, my friend. It's just simply treason.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's treason, but you have to agree that things got completely out of control.
Well, in 91, we went in with 600,000, right? We went in and we went with 600,000 to 400,000.
Wait a minute. I'm all confused here. We did it. Where are you talking about, Iraq, or are you talking about Afghanistan?
No, we're still talking about Iraq.
No, I think it was only 135,000, wasn't it?
No, in 91, we went in with 600,000 Americans, 400,000 others.
I have to look that up. I don't know if it was 600,000, but anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, we only went in with less than 200,000. They could do it with, you know, huge divisions, you know. It's ridiculous. You know, we're just looking at it like treason. They intended for there to be a, the ambassador right now is Kalisov, right? Okay, he worked with Brzezinski in 79 in setting up the Mujahideen.
Oh, yeah, I know. He's been around for a long, long time, and he used to be our ambassador to Kabul, and then he became the ambassador to Iraq. But, you know, the only thing is, I'm not disputing what you're saying. All I'm saying is that if you look at the outcome of what went on after we went in, that this administration did a lousy, lousy job of planning for this whole thing. There was looting. There was widespread lawless violence, and now there's an insurgency, and now you can make the argument that they're on the brink of civil war, and this administration has been five steps behind the whole way.
Yeah, that's the way they planned it.
Well, why would they plan it that way?
Well, they're still looking at something bigger than that. You know, they want a real world. You know,
You know what? Now, you know. Okay. Now, they're that's like too far out for me. What are you saying? That they planned for that they deliberately planned for us to fail?
Oh, sure. My God.
Oh,
yeah,
you know. Now that's too much. That's the Twilight Zone, pal.
During the 80s, we sold Saddam all this.
Well, yeah, because WNB, he was fighting. Yes, because he was fighting against. Yes, because he was fighting against Iran.
Right, and you know the history of the first Gulf War is we bombed 17 of his plants, and that went up in the air, and that went over all our guys. And geez, Jay, he got 20,000 dead, from the WND from Gulf War syndrome. He got tens upon thousands.
Yeah, but what's happening here? You know what? I can't carry on. It's got to be me. Instead of blaming you, I'll just put it on me. But I can't carry on a comprehensive conversation here when you or conference is not the word I'm looking for. I can't make hide nor hair of where you're going here when you're jumping around all over the place. I just can't, it must be me. So I write it off to my mental condition and not yours. It's 9:30 at AM 760 Progressive Talk, and I got to look up that figure. I don't think we went in with 600,000 soldiers in the beginning. I don't think that's true. So, I got to Google that up and see what comes up on that. All right, one line open at 303-713-7600. See how polite I'm being this morning? Having Ed on the show always does that to me. Always makes me polite. Okay, we'll take more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here. Thank you so much.
When I say Morrison, what do you think of?
The rock star?
Guess again.
Town by Red Rocks.
Well, I was thinking Morrison Homes.
Why Morrison?
Because they have like these really workable floor plans and more features like three-car garages and gourmet kitchens.
Morrison Homes gives testimony to more amenities, more choices, more value, period. All with a 2-year blanket home warranty, which is definitely more. Morrison Homes have immediate move-in homes with incentives up to $40,000. For information and directions, go to morrisonhomes.com.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
A community that's right for you and your lifestyle. For directions and more information, visit kbhome.com. That's kbhome.com.
You dance very, very well for a white guy.
You know what I mean?
Dancing circles around conservatives.
Can't you just feel it?
Ed Schultz.
I'm shuffling right now behind the microphone.
The Ed Schultz Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
I feel good.
How many diet products have you tried that just don't work? Well, this is an invitation for you to try a clinically proven weight loss system featured on Dateline and Good Morning America for free. It's called the Sprinkle Thin System. The doctor who created it found that adding Sprinkle Thin to your food can make you feel full faster, so you can cut the calories without feeling hungry. For your free trial, call 1-800-500-0917. That's 1-800-500-0917. 1-800-500-0917.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm still Googling Iraqi troop strength. It's 9:32, 28 minutes away from 10 o'clock here on AM. Well, I am, Turk. He's laughing. Aren't you doing the same thing? We're both on it here to find out whether there was 135,000, 160,000, or 600,000, as the caller claimed. Hey, you know what? If you love Bojo's Colorado-style pizza like I do, then you need to check this out. Bojo's has done it again by offering two new great features on their menu. Introducing Boghetti, Bojo's version of delicious spaghetti, and it is good. Mountains of pasta topped off with delicious marinara sauce and garlic bread served with Bojo's, served the Bojo's way, big and tasty. And here's what's truly amazing. Excuse me. You can enjoy Boghetti at Bojo's newest creation for only $4.99. That's right, only $4.99. And for only $1.50 more, you can add Bojo's delicious meatballs, sausage, and hamburger. And it is delicious. As a matter of fact, Mary and I had it Friday night for dinner, and it is so good. And Bojo's is also proud to introduce their new gluten-free menu. Now, if you love pizza, but you're gluten intolerant, and there are a lot of people out there that are, maybe you know somebody that is, you can now enjoy a delicious gluten-free Bojo's pizza. No wheat, no rye, no barley, no oats, no kidding. Really, I'm serious about this. Great taste, and it is great. Mary and I have had it, and it's wonderful. A great-tasting, famous Bojo's pie, legendary for its fresh and abundant toppings, piled high just like the Colorado Rockies, and featuring the finest and freshest meats, veggies, and cheeses, and it's now available gluten-free. And it's only at Bojo's. So go to Bojo's.com and discover all of Bojo's healthy choices. And you know what? They didn't tell me that I had to say this. I want to stick it in here. Try the lunch buffet, because Mary and I had that yesterday, and it is really good. Bojo's and gluten-free pizza from Bojo's, leading the way with innovative new creations. Stop by the local Bojo's near you, Highlands Ranch at C-470 and University, Denver at South Colorado Boulevard and Yale, that's where we go, Arvada 78th and Wadsworth, downtown Evergreen, Idaho Springs and Fort Collins. And for more information, go to Bojo's.com. Don't miss these outstanding offers and great food from Bojo's.
Call for details on costs, benefits, and limitations. An insurance agent may contact you. Limited benefits first 2 years.
It's a little something I've done every night since I was a kid. Empty my pocket change into this old jar. It's never much. Just what's left after I break a dollar. I never thought I could get quality life insurance with my spare change. Until I heard a commercial for Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company.
No one wants to think about the financial and emotional burden they may be placing on their loved ones by not having life insurance. Don't wait. If you're between 50 and 85, call now for valuable free information on guaranteed acceptance life insurance from Colonial Penn. You simply cannot be turned down. There's no medical exam to take, no health questions to answer. We've made it easy and affordable to get the peace of mind you and your family need. Call now for free information and get a free gift just for calling. Call 1-800-400-5016. That's 1-800-400-5016. 1-800-400-5016.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Now I got to get back to the show, and I got to get off the internet, and I got to go to Bojo's for lunch. Those are my like three things. 9:36, 36 minutes past the hour. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, 68. One line open. 303-713-7600. Hi today, 68. Under mostly sunny skies, and John Turk religiously researching now. We're trying to figure out what the initial invasion force was. The caller said 600,000. I don't believe it was that many. But I could be wrong about that. All right. Well, let's go to Jeff in Boulder, who's been hanging on. Jeff, thanks for waiting. You're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jake?
You don't know what the initial invasion force was, do you?
I think that guy was talking about 1991, and I think that was 600,000. But what I called up.
So he was talking about the first Gulf War, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Not the second. Okay. Go ahead.
Right.
Thanks for the clarification.
You betcha. Anyway, I called up to take you to task for something you said a few minutes ago, talking about illegal immigration. You said that there were jobs that Americans wouldn't take, and I don't believe there is any such thing. The whole question comes down to how much does it pay? I don't think that if you pay enough, there isn't a single job in this country that an American won't take.
Oh, I think you're absolutely, yeah, I think you're 100% right about that aspect of it. I think if it pays well, people will take it. If it doesn't pay well, or they determine that, you know, it's not going to put food on the table, they'll take it, but they'll only take it under dire circumstances, and then a lot of people, what they'll do is they'll end up working two jobs.
Yeah, and that's true. But what we need to do is we need to break this Republican talking point that there's jobs that Americans won't take, because they completely ignore the pay side of that issue. And that's
then,
what they want to do, is they want to bury that. They don't want to talk about how much jobs pay.
But then,
this
you know,
is
but,
a
but
cheap
then,
labor policy, you know?
Yeah, but then we got into this early this morning, like during the 6 or 7 o'clock hour. If employers boosted wages for jobs that traditionally they are low paying. See, I believe in the idea of having a living wage law. I really do believe in that. I believe that there should be such a thing as a living wage. I don't think people who work should have to, you know, live on the edge of poverty. But if you were to boost what most jobs paid, would the employer then turn around and pass it off to the public?
Well, that's a question. But if you look at the living wage law they passed down in Santa Fe, and look at the results of that, the result was that there was a lot less government money going out to support people on low wages, and the economy of Santa Fe actually improved because of that law, and it didn't really have that much effect on prices or anything else down there. It's just improved the whole situation all around.
Yeah, we had somebody on from there who institutes that program around the United States, and they're hoping to get it on the ballot here in Colorado. But, you know, once again, I mean, I agree with you. I think it's the pay position, just like I think the other thing about it is that with illegal immigration, that to me the thing that's never brought up or hardly ever brought up, at least I brought it up. We had a few callers bring it up this morning. The other idea of it is you know, we should go after the employers who are hiring illegal immigrants, and they should be busted for breaking the law.
Well, absolutely. Well, you know, labor is like everything else. It's a supply and demand thing. And one of the things we need to do first is attack the supply question and secure our borders like every other country does. And then we can go after the demand situation and start going after employers who hire illegal aliens.
What would you do to secure the borders? You want to build a wall?
Yeah, I don't think a wall would be very good, but we need to approach that, you know, with Mexico, get them to work with us and start shutting down the border. And we do need to spend more money on security. But, you know,
yeah, I don't disagree with that at all. I think we should also work on Mexico, too, as to the kind of economy and kind of society that they have going and about the unequal redistribution of the wealth in that country and the fact that we have people here coming here seeking a better life because they perceive that a better life is here and that they can't get the kind of life that they want there, or many of them, you know, leave home in order to send money back to provide for their families back there. And, you know, they shouldn't have to do that. I mean, you know, basically most people do not want to leave home.
Absolutely. Well, yeah, maybe if we had enough CEOs that wanted to live in a country with that kind of unequal distribution of income, maybe we can get them to move to Mexico.
That's a good point, man. Appreciate the call.
You bet.
Okay, take care. One line open at 303-713-7600. And let's go to Alan in Denver. Alan, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Okay.
Say, in reference to your previous caller there, wondering why the Iraq effort was designed to fail. Well, it wasn't designed to fail. It failed because of our own arrogance. And that arrogance was based on our thinking that as soon as we get there, they're going to meet us with flowers and all this other stuff. They're welcome, open arms, when in fact, we're like the Crusades in the Middle Ages, like the Europeans trying to bring Christianity and other things to that part of the world when they've got their own system going. We are not welcome. They don't want anything to do with us. Now we're in their face. And it's like, you know, Yankee, go home.
Yeah. See, I agree with you 100%. We misplanned. This administration misplanned, had no idea what was going to happen, was arrogant, thought they would greet us right off the bat. Then you remember when the looting started happening and all of that chaos. Donald Rumsfeld says, well, things will happen.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm with you 100%. We just misplanned the invasion.
Yeah. Now, the reason why I called this Dubai deal, okay, before 9/11, they looked at, they had tons of intelligence. It's all been documented.
All right. Before you start getting off on that, let me I got to do business here. Let me just put you in the phone zone and I'll come back to you.
Okay.
And let you pick up on it. Okay.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Search for the hottest bars, clubs, lounges, DJs, and concerts in Denver and post your reviews at maxnights.com. Check out this week's review.
Had a great time. Plus, the beer was super cold.
Denver's longest-running retro dance club. Come experience three decades of great dance music all in one club as Polyesters presents 70s, 80s, and the new 90s club, Nirvana, located at 23rd and Blake. For more details, log on to maxnights.com.
Where do you want to go tonight?
Maxnights.com.
Event Center this Sunday from 11:30 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. More info at www.cudenver.edu.
AM 760, Progressive Talk, and Einstein Brothers want to give you and your coworkers a break from the everyday routine.
Each Wednesday through March, AM 760 and Einstein Brothers will be bringing one lucky workplace breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Nosh away on a bagel and a schmear when AM 760 shows up at your office
with breakfast for 20.
For more information on how to put a break in your daily routine, log on to am760.net. am760.net.
Here you go.
He said, "I have always been among those who believed that the greatest freedom of speech was the greatest safety. Because if a man is a fool, the best thing to do is to encourage him to advertise the fact by speaking. If you let him speak, the secret is out, and the world knows that he is a fool." President Woodrow Wilson, 1919. Hello, I'm Linda Lebsack, one of 20 booksellers at the Denver Book Mall on Broadway between 1st and Ellsworth in Denver. Please join us in support of Progressive Talk, AM 760.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we think a routine morning is no way to kick off your day. How do you know if your morning is routine? Let me help. Wake up, routine. Wake up in an igloo, unroutine. Brush your teeth, routine. Let an attractive member of the opposite sex brush your teeth, unroutine. Assuming you're not a pop-punk guitarist on tour in Eastern Europe. Driving to work, routine. Dancing to work, unroutine, but extremely time-consuming. Reheated, sloppy, fast-food breakfast, routine. Fresh-baked power bagel, unroutine. Fresh-baked power bagel eaten with one hand while fighting ninjas with the other and sipping a cup of darn good coffee through a straw? Yeah, now we're talking. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Help us name our new bacon and Swiss omelet breakfast sandwich. You could win a free breakfast every week for a year. So visit Einstein Brothers Bagels today.
At participating locations.
Hear the man responsible for forcing accountability on the Bush administration. Ambassador Joe Wilson, the man behind the headlines, tells the truth about Plaingate. Live in Fort Collins, March 18th. For details and reservations, go to LarimerDems.org. That's LarimerDems.org.
Maharaja Cuisine of India reminds parents, take the time to tell your teens that if they're ever at a party where alcohol is served and feel they shouldn't drive, never to endanger themselves or our community. Tell them to ride home with someone who has not been drinking or call you to pick them up. Talk to your teens today about their role in keeping their friends and our community safe. This is from Maharaja Cuisine of India at 1132 West Dillon Road in Louisville. They care about the well-being of our community. Maharaja Cuisine of India.
Do you long for a sense of the sacred? At North Presbyterian Church, 37th and Federal, we seek the Spirit in all of creation, each human encounter, and everyday events. Come join us in the search. Multicultural worship, 10:30 Sundays, 37th and Federal, Denver.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Okay, still no Cannibal and the Headhunters because we don't have any in the library. 9:46, 14 minutes away from 10 o'clock. However, they do have a website, CannibalandTheHeadhunters.com, the sound of East L.A. 303-713-7600. Hi today, 68, mostly sunny skies. J. Marvin along with you. Okay, let's get back to Alan, who's in the phone zone, and we'll bring him back out. Okay, Alan. Boy, there we go. I always have trouble with that button. Go ahead, Alan. You wanted to talk about Dubai?
Yeah, Dubai. I see this as very similar to the events that led up to 9/11. Okay, follow this. There was tons of intelligence which were warning about the 9/11 attacks. The Pentagon knew about it. So many countries of rights. Rumsfeld, they all had the documentation, but they chose to ignore it. It was in their laps. Here we are again. There is indications and facts that this group supports the terrorist networks, funds them, harbors them, looks the other way, but we're going to let them onto our shores because, quote, they're our allies. Well, yeah, sure. Okay, we knew all about it, blah, blah, blah. What they're doing here is promoting espionage, in a sense. And with the first infraction that happens after this is all instituted and Dubai's got the ports, it's going to give the neocons all the more weapons to step up the NSA and further tighten our civil liberties in this country.
Is it that, or is it their unquenched thirst for business?
Well, that was their own blundering, because we are so far in the hole with the national debt that now it's two things. It's arrogance, and it's also the national debt. The arrogance, again, goes right back to what
because,
I said earlier.
Because, you know, when you're talking about the arrogance, see, you know, and then we'll start getting into this debate about what caused 9/11, and then I got all these people who you know, who believe that it was some grand conspiracy. But I believe that this current administration was so arrogant that they didn't want to address any work product that came out of the Clinton administration. They wanted nothing to do with any of it. And that's why Condoleezza Rice had to go before the 9/11 Commission, which I don't think did a thorough job of investigating what happened, because they basically left the White House off the hook.
Well, she went,
and she went before them and kept insisting that it was a historical document when it wasn't a historical document.
She said what she had to say because she was the first black woman to rise to that position. And if she had gone the other direction on that and implicated her boss, it would be the last time you'd see a black woman rise.
Oh, I don't buy that at all. Well, you and I disagree about that.
Well, okay.
I think she did it. I think she did it because she's loyal to her boss, and I think she did it because she realized, as the rest of this administration realizes, that their arrogance got us into a terrible situation.
And it's the same arrogance that's going to throw us away with this Dubai deal, because we are infallible. We are America. We are the greatest power in the world, and now it's getting pushed in our face because we are also so politically correct that we are like the British during the Revolutionary War. They stand up upright straight and they shoot with a line and shoot. And who was killing those people were the guerrilla fighters that were hiding behind the rocks and the trees and the bushes, and they're the ones who had the technical advantage against the British.
So how does this apply with the how does it correlate with the Dubai situation that the administration is what being politically correct by allowing them to you and I disagree again there. I don't think it has anything to do with political correctness. I think what it has to do with is money.
Well, they're already talking about this because they're saying it's going to send the wrong message to the other Arab nations.
Well, but you know that's an arguing point. That's an arguing point where this administration ought to realize that one of the reasons why people are scared of anything having to do with any other Arab country and having anything to do with any country that would even loosely have any connections to the Taliban or to Al-Qaeda or anybody else is because this administration has spent years and years beating that horse until it won't run anymore. That's a natural reaction that people go, well, wait a minute. And it makes it even worse that Dubai has these connections, that Dubai has these connections, as you know, AQ Khan set up shop there.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, all of this stuff,
that's
man.
That's what I'm saying. It's like this is they're just turning a blind eye to it and hoping for the best. And then when this blows up in their face, the NSA is going to step in, and the security in this country is going to it's evolving almost to a point of quasi martial law. And at some point in the future, it's going to become that. That's strong because it's neocons, and it's like, you know, they're on our shores, folks. We have to step up security here, put our wheels to the shoulders to the wheel, and do our part for national security. You know, it's you think the email stuff is, you know, goofy now with what they're doing. Thousands and thousands of people who have no connection to anything are being surveilled. I just see it getting the news getting tighter.
Well, I think it's going to get worse if we don't lean on our elected representatives to do something about it. But thank God we've got some members of Congress, both on the Republican and the Democratic side, that are standing up and saying enough's enough, and that they still want a further investigation into this, even though it's been swept off the front pages, by the whole Dubai port situation. But they're still standing up and still asking for an investigation. And you know what? Hopefully we'll get one. Alan, thank you, man. I appreciate
the
call.
Have you heard anything more about Cheney's being very drunk? Because there was something on
BlueHill.com, I think, had something about it, but I never. When I think back on it, when you think of what else is out there in the mix, I don't know if it was wise for us to have spent that much time on that Cheney story. I don't know if that energy into that when we could be putting energy into the real issues. Thank you, Alan. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Pete in Fort Collins. Pete, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Pete.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, sir.
Three significant things happened, and I don't remember the exact date.
Turn your radio down.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't remember the exact date, but I think it was Hannibal and the Headhunters, wasn't it?
No, it's Cannibal.
Okay, well, I was there at the gig when that was recorded, and it was recorded at the Cow Palace. That was one significant thing. The other significant thing was that Stevie Wonder was playing that, little Stevie Wonder was playing that night, and Fingertips got recorded that night. The third significant thing was they were all opening for the Beatles.
Really? When all that was done?
Yeah, that all happened in one night.
Wow, man, I would have liked to have been there for that.
Well, you know, I was about 12 or 14, I forget, you know, but I'm from the Bay Area. I thought those guys were from Oregon, but I think they were from L.A. or the Bay Area.
No, Cannibal and the Headhunters are from East L.A.
Okay, well, I still got the 45 packed away in a box somewhere. But
yeah, I've got it on the Greatest Hits album. But they're great, aren't they?
Oh, man, they were the best. Like I said, I got the 45, so neener, neener, neener to you, Bill. But all those three things happened that night, and I was driving back from Cheyenne when I heard you talking about it, so I had to pull over in Fort Collins just to holler at you about it.
Appreciate it, man. Thank you so much for the call.
Okay, bud.
Take care, Pete.
Bye.
I love raw rock and roll like that. I really, really do. I really do. There's that, what's that box set called? I can't think of the name of the box set, but it's about the psychedelic 60s. It's got all these garage bands on it. Man, I love that stuff. And the Cannibal and the Headhunters were part of that East L.A. Chicano rock type scene, which was really, really good stuff. Good stuff. Here's Sherry in Denver. Sherry, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hi.
Hi.
I was going to talk about other things. I'm sorry.
Well, talk about whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. Two things I want to thank you. If it wasn't you, I wouldn't be sending emails to news media.
Good for you.
Because you said not to just talk about it, but to do something. And the other thing is, there are two stories that I heard, and I haven't heard anything else about it. That Bush wants to give money for democracy in Iran.
Yeah, he does.
He's asking for more money. Same scenario, different country.
Yeah, for a propaganda effort in Iran. You're absolutely right.
Oh, my God. And the thing I'm feeling, really, is no one's talking about the war in Iraq anymore, really. I mean, they're acting like it's over.
Well, we've been talking about it this morning.
I know you have, but if you go to the main stations all weekend, nothing.
Mm.
Absolutely nothing. As if it doesn't exist, it's gone. The other thing is, I heard on PBS that he did a report about the ports, and he said that he went to the Democrats and no one would give him information except one person from New York. So he went there, and he said everybody thought it was a great idea except one person who said that it should be looked into. So he said, of course, the president shouldn't be bothered with this because it's really not national security.
Boy, oh boy, I wholeheartedly disagree with that.
I know. So do I, but this is supposed to be, quote-unquote, liberalization.
Hello? Yeah, really.
And the other thing, I've got one more point, and I'm going to hang up. The thing that really bothers me is everybody keeps screaming, you know, racism, racism, racism. I didn't know common sense has anything to do with racism.
Well, there are those in the Arab world who view it as that's exactly what it is, that it's a backlash. But I think that those of us who are against Dubai being involved in the port situation, many of us should also, you know, articulate the argument or put forward the argument that, you know what, we don't want anybody from any foreign countries running it. So we don't care whether they're Arabs, we don't care if they're British, French, Italians, Germans, whoever it is, we don't care. What we want is we want the United States of America, we want American companies to run the ports.
Right, and the thing that you pointed out Thursday was, you know, you noticed that the unions weren't complaining. I heard later on in the afternoon there aren't very many jobs left, so that's why they're not complaining on the East Coast.
That could very well be part of it. Sherry, I got to run. Thank you. I appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
Bye-bye.
All right, time for one more guy. Let's get Tom on here. Tom, you got about 40 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, no, not enough time. I'm going to call you back because I got an answer to this whole voting scandal and stuff. And
all right, did you have the troop level thing, too, you said?
Yeah, also, Bob Woodward had said we went in the first time with first Gulf War with 500,000 troops. And this time going around, we went in with 285 1,000 troops, and
okay.
that was office people and everything, and it was only a ground force of 180.
That's right. Okay. See, and I thought he was talking about the second Gulf War, not the first. Thanks. I appreciate the time. You're going to have to call me back.
Macintosh owners know Macs are better than other computers, but as good as they are, occasionally we all need a little technical help. That's where Best Mac Solutions comes in. Best Mac Solutions, a local Apple-certified company with 19 years of experience, can get that home or small business network going or upgrade your software. Many problems can be solved with a quick phone call. And if you're just ready to upgrade from a PC to the best system, they can help you with that. Call Corel now at 720-266-4915 or click on the banner in the player now.
Did you hear that? Your customers did. To find out more about advertising, call Sean Doherty at 303-713-8318.